safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth. What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Keep it, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
What up, though? Welcome, everybody, to the show. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. The number to dial into the show is 347-934-0966. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Episode 273. What I'm going to be talking about on the show tonight probably won't have as many theatrics as I normally do for the show tonight because it's a pretty serious topic, you know what I'm saying? I guess I will go ahead and run the background music. I don't know. It's not a show that I'm happy to have to bring to you today. But, well, you know, it is what it is. Episode 273, American Injustice. The murder of a black child. And I spelled America with three K's. And the reason why is because when I refer to the country that I live in, that I actually got love for, I actually can say, as being someone that has actually traveled outside of the U.S. and seen other places and seen other countries, I actually can say that this country, when they say, look, you know, you could be living here, you could be living there, you know what? Actually, they're right. I've been to about 13 different other countries over in the Middle East and stuff, my little time that I served in the military. And it is a lot of countries that are far worse off than this country. So I can say I understand, I got a little bit of love, you know what I'm saying, for America. This is what I know, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of places that's worse than this, you know what I mean? Am I quote unquote, will I go around singing proud to be an American? Probably not. But, you know, the country is, you know, it is what it is, you feel me? It has its faults and flaws like any other thing. It's man-made, thus it can never be perfect. But I spelled America with three K's because I understand, and like most of my listeners who listen in the K100 Internet Radio understand, we live in two Americas. Pay attention, class. We live in two Americas. We got the one America. We got the one America, you know, that is the symbol of greatness. The one America, you know, that is the give me your tired, your poor, and your hungry masses. You know, give me life, or give me liberty, or give me death. We got that America, you know what I'm saying? Statue of Liberty, hoorah, independence, hoorah. Yeah, we got that America, and then we got the other America. You know what I'm saying? The one that's responsible for slavery, genocide of the Indian Americans. Or Native American, I would say, segregation, you know what I'm saying, you know, the home of the Confederacy, all these negative connotations that come with the bad part about America. And some of these things, the thing that people have to understand is both of those Americas still exist, okay? Now, the America with the three Ks, it was running the nation for a couple hundred years, you know what I'm saying? It ran the nation. It was the one that was in charge. It was the America that was America was known for, and it's tried to come away from the America with three K's and become the America with the C, the one that it really wanted to be in the first place. You know, the America that it really wants to be. America wants to be the America spelled with the C, but it can't shake the America spelled with three K's. Two Americas. All right. So anytime I got to talk about something that goes on in America, like this shit I'm going to be talking about tonight, I spell it with three K's. So some people saying, well, what does that mean? Why are you spelling it with 3K? What, is he trying to be funny? Absolutely right. I'm trying to be funny and sarcastic and true at the same time. Pay attention and follow me, okay? 347-934-0966. Today we're talking about American injustice, murder of a black child, the death of Trayvon Martin, a young teenager that was gunned down in the state of Florida, a state that I'm from, born and raised in. I'm from Panama City, Florida. That'll come into play a little bit later, you know. But I'm from Florida, born and raised. Shouts out to Florida. But, you know, this is not the first time that state has made the news in recent years about a teenager being killed, a black teenager being killed. If you're not familiar with the story of Martin Anderson, a young kid who was in a correctional facility not too long ago, a couple years ago, actually back in Panama City, made headline news, put Panama City on CNN, choked to death by one of the security guards as one of the nurses watched. he was killed, young kid. Supposed to be in boot camp to get correctional guidance and was killed. You have to bear with me too, because I'm fighting the cold and sinuses, but I'm still going to broadcast tonight. It's the reason why I didn't broadcast last night, but I'm still going to try and get through this. So this isn't the first time in recent years that Florida has been under the gun, you know what I'm saying, about a black teenager being killed unjustly. All right, first time it was by the hands of the state, because this was a state correctional facility. This time it's by the hands of a private, quote-unquote, citizen. This guy named Zimmerman, all right? This guy, okay, if you don't know about it, let me give you a brief background of the story, you feel me? So this kid, Trayvon Anderson, he's just a kid. He's not a thug. He's not a gangster, you feel me? They've already done the background check on the kid, you know what I mean? He's not... You know what I'm saying? He's not a gang affiliated. He's not even about that life, anything about that. So don't even try it. Because they tried it with the investigation and they failed. And that's why they all up under the motherfucking microscope. Sanford Police. Right? Just want to let everybody know, if you listen to my show for the first time, I am totally a violent person. I am not the turn the other cheek. I am not a student of Martin. I am a student of Malcolm. I believe eye for an eye. Motherfucker, you slap my cheek, I break your motherfucking jaw. That's what kind of person I am. And we'll get into that, because it's going to lead you up to my whole point of this show. I had a nice little Facebook debate with a motherfucker today trying to tell me I was wrong about, you know, my stance and view on the whole thing. I basically said if I was the kid's father, I'd fucking murder the guy Zimmerman, and then that'd be the end of the quote unquote justice. And we'll get into that, because some people was trying to say, oh, you know, violence with violence, and that's not good. And you know what? That's my child. Fuck you and your mama. Okay? When it comes to my kids, I don't give a fuck about your opinion, the police opinion, nobody. No, absolutely 100% nobody on the planet. My mama opinion, I don't give a shit about my own mama opinion when it comes down to my kid and somebody doing something to my kid. I don't give a shit about my mama opinion, and I love my mama, but those are my damn kids. So I went on Facebook today and I posted up a couple of posts, and I was like, yo, not totally going against Trayvon Martin's parents, or to belittle them in any way whatsoever. Their decision is to let everything play out in court. You know, I just said I'm the type of person, considering my background and things that I've been through in my life and my mentality, that Mr. Zimmerman just simply couldn't be breathing, walking around, la la la, like ain't shit happen. But we'll get into that. So basically, this young kid was walking home from the store. You know, just on the phone. Now we know he was on the phone talking to his girlfriend. Love to talk on the phone like a lot of teenagers do. Trust me, I've lived in the house with teenagers. They love to talk on the phone. Talking on the phone, you know what I'm saying, you know, to his girlfriend, you know, he's walking back through this neighborhood. So this guy Zimmerman, this is his last name. I don't even give a fuck about his first name. I'm not a news agency. This ain't CNN. So I'm just going to call him Zimmerman, because I just simply don't give a fuck about him, his life, his family, or his fucking name. I don't care. I stopped short of saying his family. But fuck him and his life. And I literally mean that. I literally mean I would like for someone to kill him. That's how I am. That's what K100 Radio is about. I'm that guy. I'm very violent when it comes to certain situations. I'm nonviolent about 90% of the time. 10% of the time, I can go into kill mode. All right? And this is one of them situations that had it happen to my son. I absolutely 100% be in kill mode, and nothing could stop me but death itself. The police would have to actually literally put me down, or they had to lock Zimmerman up to the point I couldn't get to him. Other than that, his life would be in danger 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as long as I'm free. Now, but we'll get into all that, because a lot of people feel like I'm wrong for saying that and taking that stance. And maybe you're right. I just don't give a shit. So, let's get to the point. I'm going to go ahead and read what you should know about the case, in case you don't know, unless you've been living under a rock. The kid's walking home from school. This guy Zimmerman, he's supposed to be some kind of neighborhood watch motherfucker. He's patrolling, quote unquote. He's not a paid security person. He's not a cop. He's not even top flight security of the world. This motherfucker here, okay. He's a regular citizen like you and me, and he's going around in his private vehicle, and he's patrolling his neighborhood, which is no problem with that. Cool. You know what I'm saying? I got no problem with nobody, you know, checking for it. I mean, frankly, I'm going to get into a whole bunch of shit tonight, because frankly, us as black people, we should do the same thing. We should patrol our neighborhoods and make sure, you know, no kind of craziness is going on in our neighborhoods to make our neighborhoods safe for us and our kids. I have no problem with that at all, people. No problem with that at all. This is the problem. He went above and beyond, recklessly, deadly, above and beyond his rights, his sense, his whole, what he was trying to do. He has totally made it just, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what he was trying to do at this point. No one gives a fuck what he thought he was doing. No one gives a fuck what he tried to do. No one gives a fuck about what he wanted to do with his community. No one cares at this point. I don't give a shit, and I'm pretty sure majority of the world who listens to this case, and especially that guy's, that kid's parents, give a fuck about what he wanted to do. We don't care. No one cares about what good he thought he was trying to do. And why? Well, let me make this quick, because I got people on the phone line with their hands raised already. The kid's walking back, and he walks through this neighborhood. This guy takes it upon himself to be patrolling the neighborhood, finds him suspicious, whatever the fuck that means, I guess suspicious, you know. I just recently had a break-in in my car this past week. Some little fucking punk-ass kids tried to break into my car and broke out my window. I've seen little quote-unquote suspicious kids walking through the neighborhood and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm one of these people who, like, look, they're just kids. Every black kid, teenager, you know, I've been the suspicious looking black teen that wasn't really, not necessarily just not doing anything wrong, but not bothering you and your shit. Was doing something wrong, but not necessarily bothering you and yours. All right, walking through the neighborhood. But you know, I've been in that situation, so I try not to just judge and say, oh, these guys are suspicious, call the police. I got neighbors who call the police every time those kids walk through this freaking neighborhood. Every time. A couple of old people and these tough white people that stay across the way, they call the police every time them fucking same kids walk through. If them kids or any other kids walk through, they don't recognize, they're calling the police. They broke into my car. I was like, you know what, maybe I should start reporting suspicious activity. And I thought about it, like, you know what, because I see these kids and it maybe it wasn't even them, maybe it was somebody else. But I thought about it, I was like, you know what, maybe I just been kind of too lackadaisical, lackadaisical with it, and my car got broken, window got broken out. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, maybe I should take the stance and start reporting little suspicious ass teenagers and shit when they walking through the hood and shit, you know. I should post that on Facebook. I said, I'm going to start calling the police on these little damn badass kids that be coming through here and hanging out who don't live here and shit. You know, I thought about doing it myself. Still haven't done it yet. And my car, after the break-in, I've seen them walk through and I just look at them. And now I look at them a little more closely. But I still don't call the police on them. I don't know, maybe it's just deep down in me, I can't do it. I know, I hate cops. But whatever. We've already talked about it on the show. But anyway, so this guy takes it upon himself to kill, to chase this kid down because he looks suspicious. Chase this kid down. Ask him what he's doing over here. Get into a confrontation with the kid and kill him. with a 9mm gun. Kids about 150 pounds, maybe 140, you know. Guys 200 plus pounds. Of course, the kid is black. Well, do we even have to say this? And the guy's white. Do we even have to say that? Seriously, at this point. Could you guess that? Probably so. And so here we are. Another black teenager killed by a white person. The kid had no weapon. He was on the phone with his girlfriend. He ran from the guy. He's talking to the guy on the talking to his girlfriend on the phone. Ran from the guy. Told his girlfriend he thinks this guy's chasing him. Was scared, already scared. He had a pack of Skittles on him, his phone, and an iced tea. That's all he had. This guy immediately claimed self-defense, said that the guy was, I don't even know what story he told the police. I haven't seen the police report of his initial statement to the cops is nowhere. I can't find that. I researched that shit forever today and can't find it. Please, somebody forward it to me if you can. I can't find it. So he told the cops that it was self-defense. Now, Florida has a law which, this is one of the meat and potatoes point of my show. Florida has a law, you know what I'm saying, that said that you can kill someone, the stand your ground law. There's recently a law passed up in Georgia here recently about, two, 3 years ago, somewhere around there. Same kind of thing, same kind of law that basically says that you can kill someone. You can kill someone if you're in a public place. You don't have to be in your home to use deadly force against somebody if you're threatened, if you feel threatened. Now, before I go any further, I have to say I totally 100,000% agree with that law being the law of the land. Period, point blank. No one can make me take this the death of this child and turn it into they need to change that law. I don't care. You can, and that's going to be one of the major debates about on the show tonight. I don't care what anybody says. There's a reason why that law needs to be the law, and there's a good reason for it. Because thugs shit happen, and gangsters and thugs don't just break in your house. They come up on you after a club. They come up on you at the grocery store. They come up on you at the ATM. They come up on you at a friend's house, at a party. It doesn't matter, okay? So when motherfuckers run up on people, threatening them with bodily harm, if that person has a firearm, a registered firearm, I feel like it don't matter if they're in their motherfucking house or not. If a motherfucker running up on you and they about to do something to you, I feel like you have to drop their ass. I am a gun enthusiast. I have guns. I tote a gun. I've actually had to use one. All right? So I'm not the guy to try to down talk the law. Problem is, ladies and gentlemen, this guy Zimmerman is trying to hide up under this law. But the law clearly states that you need to be in danger. The person needs to be threatening you with bodily harm. Yeah, see. The thing about that, Mr. Zimmerman, after we talk about it all and all the details, the thing about that, Mr. Zimmerman, you can't claim that, Mr. Zimmerman. You know why you can't claim that, Mr. Zimmerman? Because the kid was running from you. He was trying to get away from you. He was causing you no bodily harm. He didn't have a weapon. He was not coming towards you. He was trying to get away from you. He was not trying to steal from you. He was not trying to attack you. He wasn't trying to do anything. All he was doing was being black and walking through your neighborhood with a hoodie on. And now that 17-year-old kid is dead, and you're still breathing, and that's my number one problem. The fact that your bitch ass is still breathing. But we'll get into all that. We'll get into all that. I'm upset that he's still breathing, but I'm not as upset I'm like two notches down. I'm at a 10 about the fact that the kid got killed, that Trayvon got killed, and I'm at like an 8.5 about the fact this bitch still breathing. From this point on, I'll be referring to this bitch as Mr. Zimmerman. So when I say this bitch, say it with me, class. Oh, got your key? He means Zimmerman. That bitch. Punk motherfucker, all kinds of names I'm going to call him tonight. Probably not going to be too many times I call him Zimmerman. Hope you're paying attention. So this bitch, I'm so glad I'm not on cable or anything where I have to watch my mouth. So this bitch, you know what I'm saying, he kills this kid, and then he tries to hide up under the law. Now, of course, who wouldn't? You just cold-blooded murdered a motherfucker. You feel me? You gonna try and hide? You don't want to go to you ain't really trying to go to prison, nigga. You want to be a motherfucking cop? I might call him nigga tonight too, nigga. You want to be a motherfucking cop or some shit? Top flight security, some shit. Running around with your motherfucking punk ass in your motherfucking neighborhood, patrolling some shit like you're getting the motherfucking paycheck for that shit, bitch. Okay, that's cool. You an overzealous motherfucker. That's no problem. You fuck up. You kill a kid for nothing. And your defense is, you know, it was self-defense. And that's cool. I expect for this bitch to say that. You feel what I'm saying? This punk motherfucker supposed to say that. He gonna say that. I get that. He gonna make that lie up. He gonna say that. What I don't fucking expect is for the motherfucking pigs to buy it. So now here's a 9.5 that I'm upset. I'm still at a 10 about the fact that Trevon got killed. That's the tippy-top piss of festivity. 8.5 about the fact that this motherfucking punk bitch that killed him still breathing. But a notch above that about the fact that these punk motherfucking police down there actually believed this story and tried to cover this motherfucking shit up. Which is again back to my I hate cops scenario. That I said 1,000 times on this motherfucking show. Now, if you got a motherfucking friend, a loved one, a brother, or anybody that's a motherfucking cop, I want you to hang the fuck up and log off now because I'm finna offend the shit out you, okay? I don't like them bitches, period. Man, that's about a motherfucking goddamn gang with a motherfucking badge. Fuck them. They got too much power. That's how I feel about them. Yeah, I know they motherfucking here to protect and serve. I don't give a shit. That's irrelevant. Because at the end of the day, when you're a young black man, that means absolutely nothing to you because we know that when it comes to policemen and the law, period, the law enforcement, period, that go for judges, correctional officers, probation officers, and any motherfucking body else involved with the legal system, up to the motherfucking tippy-top bitches, okay? Up to the tippy-top. 9 out of 10 times, they look at us as suspects. We get mistreated by the law enforcement people all the time. So I don't like cops. I don't have to apologize for that. I'll go on fucking CNN and say, I don't like cops. I expect for this motherfucker, this punk bitch, to lie and say, oh, it was self-defense. But I don't expect for you motherfuckers who's supposed to get paid to protect and serve the motherfucking people to believe this motherfucker story and then don't arrest this motherfucker. Hold the fuck on. Let me tell y'all what really happened. Okay, first of all, let me tell you about the pigs. Tonight, cops will be called pigs on this show. Let me tell you about the pigs. I'm not trying to get nationally syndicated, so I just don't give a shit. Okay? Let me tell you about the pigs. First of all, the pigs automatically, 9 out of 10 times, or say 7 out of 10 times. Fuck it. I'll be fair. 7 out of 10 times, young black kid gets killed. White guy says, oh, he was trying to do something to me. He was trying to attack me or whatever. First thing they're going to do is, instead of arresting the motherfucker who shot somebody, first thing they're going to do is, okay, check out the background of the black guy. Now, we ain't going to check out your background first, sir, and see if you a crazy motherfucker. See if you the type of motherfucker that called goddamn 911 40 motherfucking times on New Year's Eve. By some fuck shit. We ain't gonna check you out. We gonna check this motherfucking little kid out with the hoodie on first to see if he's really a thug, if he's gang affiliated or some shit, to see if you're justified. We ain't gonna check your background out. They don't even check this motherfucker background. They check the background of the child first. Find nothing. Nothing. He ain't a thug. He ain't got no background for breaking and entering and shit. Nothing wrong. So this motherfucker, you know, these motherfuckers say, okay, well, you know, they can't come up with nothing there. But for some reason, they, out of all the evidence, they still believe this bitch over here. You feel me? And it's been going, this happened in February. This motherfucker's still free. they gave the investigation over to the prosecutors and shit and found no probable cause to arrest this guy. I don't even know. I can't. It's so much. It's people can be mad. I'm pissed off at Zimmerman, at that bitch. I would like for him to be dead. I would I would like for someone to just murk him. Because that's what he did to that little black kid. So I have nothing in my heart that says, you know, I'm not the person who says, you know, it's still a life. Who am I to judge? Fuck you and that fuck-ass notion. Murk him. He played judge and jury? Fuck it. That's how I feel about him. But I'm not, for some reason, and maybe because I already just don't like cops. I just hate policemen. You know? I just don't like them. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's why I'm even madder at the fact that the local police department, the Sanford County Police Department, the Sanford Police, found no reason to arrest this guy. I can't even tell y'all. I'm mad about the child getting killed. But I can't even tell y'all how mad I am about the fact that the police ain't arrested this dude yet. You can't even begin it. Can you just for 1 second imagine had the roles been reversed? If a black man called his motherfucking self top flight security in the motherfucking world, like he's finna just ride around in his own motherfucking personal car in his motherfucking neighborhood and gun down a motherfucking white kid. We ain't even talking about 3 in the morning. We talking about 7, motherfucker. 7. We ain't talking. You know what? I don't give a fuck if we was talking about 3 in the morning, but bitch, we not. We talking about 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. Motherfucking kids to be outside playing at 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock. What time all this fuck shit happened? Okay? Imagine it. Just flip it around for 1 second. Black guy just riding around in his own personal motherfucking vehicle. He ain't got no motherfucking authority to do shit. Gun down the motherfucking white kid. You mean to tell me you think that motherfucking black man ain't going to jail tonight, nigga? Huh? Not only is he going to jail tonight, this nigga ain't finna get a bond, maybe. And that's why, ladies and gentlemen, we have two Americas. We got that America that they want to be, and we got true America. The one that's spelled with 3 K's. And until they get this motherfucking shit right, nigga, they cannot shake the motherfucking goddamn 3 K's. I won't drop the 3 K's. I don't generally talk about America with the 3 K's. But for the most part, America getting spelled with 3 K's all motherfucking night for the next couple of motherfucking days by me. And bitch, I don't care who likes it. So, I'm going to get ready to go to the phone lines. Let me go ahead and read my synopsis. I don't even have to tell y'all about the story. Y'all know the story. I just wasted 10 minutes for nothing. I'm going to get to the phone lines and start opening up the phone lines to opinions about the shit that I really want to talk about tonight. But let me go ahead and read the synopsis, the blog entry. And so, yeah, here's another case of a black male being gunned down in his youth for no reason. All right? This story has been told so many times in this country that I feel like it actually has made people numb to the severity of it. I really feel like that. Am I shocked about this story? Is it shocked? Are you shocked? Who the fuck is shocked? The motherfucker on the phone that's shocked, hit the motherfucking number one right now. If you're shocked, if this story is shocking to you, please, 347-934-0966. Tell me why the fuck you shocked. Help me out. Help me understand where the fuck the shock coming from. Cause I don't understand where the shock coming from. Shock? Shock? Like you ain't never seen this before? Nigga, 9/11 was shocking. This shit here, all the time. Shock? No. Shock is the last thing I feel. Anger? Oh, yeah. Shock? No deal. So, frankly, these type of stories happen so often, you know, it sadly comes as no surprise to me. Matter of fact, you know, if it's by the hands of an overzealous policeman or a couple of rednecks in Texas with a truck and a rope, or our most recent example in Florida involving a self-proclaimed neighborhood watchman and a bag of Skittles, none of it is shocking to me when a black man gets gunned down, especially by policemen. But even if it's a private citizen, if it's a white person that shoots a black person over some bullshit and they don't go to jail, there are so many scenarios where you can name that out, that the white guy kills the black guy and doesn't go to jail. If you feel shock, I don't give a shit if it's a kid or not. If you feel shock, I don't know what fucking America. You must live in an America with the sea. That's where you live. I've never been there. Heard it was a nice place. So, the last story of this. Of the inspiration of this episode is the case of Trayvon Martin, I know you've heard the facts and I've already given them to you already, just really quick. I could break it down and get all into it, but why? We know what happened. Now we got the phone records. That's how I know he was on the phone with his girlfriend the whole time. That's how I know he was running from the motherfucker. That's how I know he told her she was I think he's changed. We got all that. We know he wasn't doing shit. We know Zimmerman called the fucking 911 people 40-something fucking times on New Year's because this bitch is just fucking paranoid. We know all this already. If you don't know all that, then maybe you should just read some shit. Okay? Stop fucking watching Housewives all day. I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your time. All right? But you've heard the facts, and this is pretty clean and clear. A young black teenager walking home from a store at 7 p.m., minding his own business. This obviously racist, fake-ass neighborhood watch patrolman thought he was suspicious, and a deadly gunfight breaks out, and he kills the kid. So there are several things wrong with this case. None of the least is the gunman is not in jail, nor has he been charged with a crime. He hasn't even been charged yet. He hasn't even been charged yet, y'all. Not he been charged, he got in jail and he bonded out. This motherfucker ain't even been charged. Man, let me keep reading so I can get to the phone lines, man. I'll tell you, because you know what? Let me keep reading. I can't tonight. I can start with the shady police investigation that has now become the case of the Justice Department because, obviously, the fucking pigs down there ain't doing their job. Which in itself says the local pigs are incapable or willing to do their damn job. Or I can say, you know, I can start with how a law that I actually agree with and that I think should exist is actually being targeted, especially in the New York Times, as the reason this racist asshole killed this kid. That's the reason. It's because we've got this shoot first, ask questions law. You know, it's because we got that law. That's the reason why he did it. That's the reason why he felt he could do it. No, motherfucker. That's not why he did it. That's not why that motherfucker did it. All right. Stop using that. He did it because he a fucking racist, and he did it because he a fucking imbecile, and he did it because he's fucking paranoid or some shit. It's not because that law is in effect is why he did it. Even if that's why he stated, that's why he did it. It's like if a motherfucker who really ain't crazy kill a motherfucker and they plead insanity. Motherfucker, you really ain't crazy. You knew what you was doing, but it's a good defense. But in this case, it's not even a good defense. He should have been arrested because none of the evidence points to self-defense, which is why I don't understand why the fuck he ain't locked up. I'm going to get to everything. I'm coming to the phone lines. I'm almost done. All right. Some people act like, you know, this type of thing that goes on, you know, is isolated events. We already know that this is not an isolated event, okay? We already know that this is not an isolated event. We know that this happens all over the country, in every part of the country. Suburban neighborhoods, urban neighborhoods, country neighborhoods. It happens with polices, private citizens, whatever. Young and old people. Can't tell me it only happens to young people when these motherfucking pigs up here put 90 rounds into a motherfucking old lady up here in the motherfucking Atlanta, Georgia. And then try to cover the motherfucking shit up. I would say it's all about young black males, but goddamn. Not when you shoot a 90-year-old motherfucking grandma the fuck down. Y'all forgot about that? I didn't. Don't get me started, because then I have to go way, way, way back. Okay. I talk about this case in the case of self-defense laws that are under attack as a result of this hate crime. If you look up the meaning of hate crime, then you don't have to spar me about whether or not this is a hate crime, because this is a hate crime. All right. All of this stuff that ended up taking the life of Trayvon Martin. And so here we go. To the phone line. First of all, I want everybody to be perfectly clear. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. First question is, do you think self-defense laws, you know what I'm saying, like the one that's in place down in Florida, and that law actually, I don't know, but I had to look at what it's called. What it's called, a stand your ground law in Florida, but basically Georgia has a law that's just like it where you can kill someone if you feel like you threatened. Do you feel like this was a justified shooting? Do you feel like any evidence that you've seen so far justifies this guy killing this kid? Show me, point to me, if you feel that way, please tell me, show me the evidence, if you can, please, would you, that makes this quote-unquote justified. Up under the law, You have to be in imminent danger. You don't have to be at your house anymore. The Castle Doctrine is an old law that said if somebody breaks into your house, whatever, you can defend your home with deadly force. But the new law says you ain't even got to be at home. You can murk a motherfucker at the mall if he's threatening you the wrong way. The problem is a motherfucker got to be threatening you in the wrong way. See, this is what's wrong with that bitch case, Zimmerman. See, this bitch was never threatened in any way. Right, wrong, it doesn't matter. He was never threatened at all by the kid. Which is why I can't understand why the fuck he ain't locked up. I told you, I'm at a 10 about the fact that the boy is dead. I'm at an 8.5 about the fact this motherfucker Zimmerman is still breathing. But I'm at a 9.5 about the fact these pigs ain't arrested him yet. In that order. 10, 9.5, 8.5. All right? Let me go to the phone lines. 404-784.
I truly think that the chief commissioner need to be charged with whatever they charged them with.
The chief commissioner? The commissioner? What, you mean murder? You mean murder?
Damn, Michelle just texted me and said they sending her grandfather home. They said the cancer too far. They sending him home to die.
Hello? What are you talking about? Who is this on the phone? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you talking on the phone? What are you talking on the phone? I got a live on the air.
Oh, I didn't know you had me live. You didn't say shit. Damn, my bad.
I did. I said 404-784. That's you.
My bad. It's face and time. What's up?
At first I thought you heard me because then you was talking about the police and all of a sudden you talking about somebody had cancer. I was lost.
Well, I was making a comment to Faith about that. I feel like, you know, okay. Once they go into the investigation and since they put it over that, the police chief that's handling it need to be charged for their neglect. Of handling this case the way it should be handled, you know.
I would hope that happens. I mean, let's be real though. But I would like to hope that since the Justice Department, you know what I'm saying, who supersedes them, has gotten involved, I would like to hope that they would actually be held up in criminal charges, just like these officers up here that shot down this goddamn 90-year-old motherfucking woman. They asked that to go to motherfucking prison. Everybody who covered it up and shit. I would hope that they would go down.
They do the same thing. Yeah, I feel like they should.
Tell you. Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think that's going to happen?
No, I don't think it's going to happen. But I don't think it's going to happen. Like, that's not their intent at this moment for it to happen.
That's going to happen. Not going to happen, but go ahead.
It's not.
I agree. But I'm telling you my opinion. I feel like it should.
I really honestly don't even believe they're really going to investigate it. I think this is just to appease our black asses for everybody to sit the fuck down and calm down because niggas is about to start marching again. It's about to be some riots. It's about to be Rodney King. It's about to be ridiculous.
Are we really going to march? Are we marching now? Is that what we're going to do? You think we're going to march? Who's going to march? Tell me who's going to march. Besides Al Sharpton.
It'd be nice because we do a lot of talking. It would be nice.
Who's going to march? Besides Al Sharpton and the same, once the baby boomers die, who's going to march? Where is that person at?
You're right. We do need to do better. We do. Our generation, we need to do better.
Whole another show.
But I feel like the whole investigation with the Justice Department and everything, I feel like that's just to appease the tension. I don't feel like they're really going to step in the way that they need to.
I don't know if the Justice Department is not going to do it or not. I don't know what they're going to do because they have, since Eric Holder has been in there, you know, they have some people. You feel me? Who would say? They fight. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. I don't know.
Oh, yeah,
though.
The question.
Yeah, but I don't know. But what do you? Okay. Let me ask you this. If this, I got into a heated discussion, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook today about the fact that I said that I would, if that was my child, this is only me personally saying, but if it was my child, I would, you can call it vigilante justice, whatever you like to term it, I would literally go and kill the guy that just murdered my cousin's blood, and he's still not arrested. You know what I'm saying? Had they arrested him that night, you know what I'm saying? When they first went down, they got to the scene, and they arrested him right then, right then and there. Then, you know, it's out of my hands. He already locked the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? I can't even get him unless I go to jail. But he's not. He's not even charged with nothing.
But I feel you, and I saw your post. And my thing is, as a mother, because I let my two oldest walk to the store, and I called them 10 times. The store is less than 5 minutes from my house. But because I have that mentality, I call my kids 10 times. Where you at? What you doing? Who's that talking to you? What you doing? Because I know how the store owners look at our children, and I know how people look on the street look at our children. So just the fear of something like this happening, an encounter with the police or a store owner or something like that, that thought is already in my head. So as a mother, knowing my children are not out there doing that, if this would happen, I feel you. If you're not going to do anything, yes. Me being me and who my kid's father is, yeah. Something's going to be done. So I saw your post. I agree. It's hard to say what you would do in that situation. But
I know what I would do. I have no doubt in my mind.
Like you said, if nobody else is going to take care of it, your first instinct is to protect your children. And if they live close enough to me that my son could walk to your store, then I got a problem with running into you in my neighborhood. I got a problem with that.
I don't even really personally give a shit about if they are going to take care of it. If they don't, if I get to him first, they didn't take care of it quick enough. It could have been tomorrow. They didn't raise your hand.
But like you said, at the scene, he should have been locked up at the scene. When y'all was picking my son's body up off the floor, off the ground, he should have been back in somebody's car.
And that's the major beef that I have with the whole situation. Because it's already a slap in the face that this young kid has been gunned down by this idiot. You feel me? For nothing. But it's a double slap. It's a double. So you know what? It would probably be a whole bunch of outrage in the community over the death of this young man still. But it wouldn't be to the level it is right now had this guy got the fuck up. If he was even charged with a crime and indicted.
Right, and we would wait in the seat.
Bond,
it's
anything.
Not even that.
That's why the shit is reaching the. That's why it's reaching a boiling point. It's reaching a boiling point.
But it's like, I don't even understand why this the debate. You got the dude called 911. They said don't follow the kid. Go on about your business. You did it anyway. So how are you in imminent danger? How are you following me down the street talking to my girlfriend? How are you in danger?
That's what I'm saying. I don't even feel like. That's why most of the people on the phone tonight, it's not going to be a debate about whether or not I should go to jail tonight. I'm talking about this case, but I can't even really fathom that being a real debate tonight about, you know, what should this guy go to jail or did he do it?
Right, but we're all intelligent people, so why are we the only ones who feel this way? Why is the justice system not seeing this the way that the rest of the world is seeing it?
That's why
I can't even just say it's black people, because I've seen plenty of white people back in this story.
It was a
and it's like, it's ridiculous. It's not
it
even
neighborhood. It was a white lady in the guy. It was a white lady in his neighborhood on MSNBC. She's a white lady. She's one of his neighbors. And even she implied that the boy wasn't doing nothing wrong but walking through the hood. You feel what I'm saying? She said it was like, he wasn't even doing anything. He was just walking through here, and she was just like, "Oh my God, I can't believe he did that." If his white neighbor can even see that, "Oh my God, I can't believe this kid is dead." No one can make me feel love for the Sanford Police Department. No one can make me feel like if I lived in that area, a motherfucker come up there and just motherfucking shoot three cops in the motherfucking head, and if I'm on the motherfucking jury, I'm gonna let them all walk. Because on GP, I don't care, because I can't feel sorry for you pigs. I can't feel sorry for y'all. Fuck y'all. Because at this point, now you want people to respect this police department that live down there in the area. Now you want people to respect them as authority figures, and look what they've done. They mishandled this whole situation so bad that it just undercuts in our eyes, not in the law's eyes, but their authority. And them just being people who are going to quote unquote protect and serve. How can you literally take that shit seriously? Protect and serve? Motherfucker, please. How? How can you take that serious when you're referring to that police department? You can't. You can't realistically want me to say that that police department is there to protect and serve at this point in time. No one can make me feel that way about those cops. So me calling them pigs or whatever I want to call them tonight, is you. If you got to feel, you feel the type of way about it, I don't give a fuck, okay? Because you can't make me feel like there is no other way to address them as what they are, because obviously it's either one or two things. They're either stupid and they need to be fired and replaced because of their incompetency, or they're racist and they're just backing up the white guy. Either way, the motherfuckers need to lose their jobs. Maybe be criminally held liable, or like someone else said. You feel what I'm saying? Like you feel me? I'm seriously though. At this point, you can't make a rational person see the police's side at this point. Not with all the information. And if we got the information, that means the motherfuckers already had it. You know what I mean? If we
hear about this in February,
they already knew. So I'm trying to figure out at what point was I supposed to literally think that the cops down there are literally there to protect and serve the citizens? Was Trayvon not a citizen? I'm sorry, did I miss that part? Was he not a citizen, ladies and gentlemen? I don't know. Is being black with a hoodie on make you stop being a citizen at that point? I don't know. Somebody help me out because I'm lost. Okay, let me ask you another question. Because it's total bullshit. But let me help you. Let me ask you another question. What about the self-defense laws? Do you believe in the self-defense laws? Do you think those laws? Because now this is where me and a lot of people start parting ways. And I can understand, but I'm this type of person. Do you think the self-defense laws that are down there, you know what I'm saying? And we actually had these same laws in Georgia, the stand your ground law, where you could actually use deadly force to kill somebody if you feel threatened or bodily harm. It doesn't have to be in your home. It can be in any public place. It can be anywhere. Do you think that law is the reason why this guy did what he did, which is what a lot of people are trying to say?
No, I do not.
No,
I don't think
that law. I think
they're
trying to use that
me.
Law as an excuse. That's what they're trying to do.
Right.
They're using it as an
excuse.
There's
no way he was threatened by that little scrawny 17-year-old. There's no way.
Because
there's no way.
I know there was a post, and I posted it on my page because the New York Times, excuse me, which is a liberal, I guess you want to call it liberal. I'm not a liberal politically. I'm a Democrat, but I'm not a liberal. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't, there's a difference for people who know. But basically, the New York Times has this big long article about this whole situation, and it basically said that the law. Even though it's saying that Zimmerman should be locked the hell up, they don't understand why the guy isn't locked up. They still try to, I don't want to say dumb down, but they still try to make it seem as though the law is the catalyst for the whole situation. And
you
I
can't feel threatened by me if you're following me.
Right.
That's my problem. He wasn't approaching you.
Right.
And if I'm screaming for help, obviously I'm not the one that's in
the and that's my thing. At the point, even here in Georgia, at the point when you are no longer in, your life is no longer a threat. In threat, you're no longer in imminent danger once you are in control of the situation. So using deadly force on somebody that's on the ground screaming for help, that law is out the window at that moment. For me, that law is out the window at that moment.
I know. I'm just saying that because I've been, me personally. And this is for anybody. I got a lot of people on the phone line. So anybody listening, even if you never met me before, I didn't even introduce myself. I'm sorry. I'm Blizzum. I'm the host of the show. How you doing? How your mama doing? You know what I'm saying? I'm a little small town called Panama City, Florida. I live in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where I'm broadcasting from. All right. Me personally, I got into a conflict where I had to use deadly force against somebody here in Atlanta, Georgia. And I immediately went to jail for it. And it was obvious in my case. Excuse me. It was more evidence pointing to my side of the story that I was attacked. You know what I'm saying? That I was. It was two guys against me. The guys were breaking into my car. I caught them in the act. It was 3 o'clock in the morning. They were on some shit. They attacked me, and I had a gun. I didn't even have a gun on me. I got into a tussle and retrieved the gun from my car because it was actually in my car. Shot one of them and I went to jail. That's the short story. All right. I went to jail. Not only did I go to jail that night and stayed in jail for weeks until I was afforded a bond hearing, which they gave me a $50,000 bond that I had to put up cash and a house for over somebody breaking into my property two against one, and I used the firearm to defend myself, I went to jail immediately that night. And you motherfucker, and motherfucker, tell me and convince me that the self-defense laws or whatever, the laws of the land are the reason why this guy felt empowered, and this is the reason why the police are using this law to say that this guy can't go to jail, didn't go to jail. There's no fucking way. I was black. That's the difference. He was white. He was white. He shot the black guy. I was a black guy. Shot the motherfucker. I went to jail ASAP, nigga. Tonight.
Tonight. We'll figure it out later.
Shit personal. Shit personal as hell to me. You feel me? Personal as hell to me. Because I've been in a situation and went to jail immediately. I'm trying to figure out why this motherfucker is free. I don't get it. Somebody help me out. Can y'all help me out?
Nope, I can't help you on that.
All right, let me go to another caller then. Let me see if somebody else can help me explain. Thanks for calling.
All right, good luck.
347-934-0966. Y'all gotta excuse me. I'm battling a cold and sinuses, but I had to come on the air tonight. I wasn't even going to broadcast tonight, but this whole case made me. I couldn't sit by. I could not broadcast. I could not say nothing. Because the insanity of it all. I can't believe I'm so mad at the police. I'm mad that that kid is dead. I told you, that's what really has me hot. I'm at an 8.5 about the dude that killed him is still breathing and free. But I can't lie to you. I'm about a 9.5 with the fucking police in this case. I don't understand. Somebody's going to have to help me understand what the fuck evidence they're seeing that justifies them not arrest. Even with the law of the land down there that they got, the Stand Your Ground law, which we have one in Georgia now, it's only been it's only been active for about 3 years, I think. It's not the Stand Your Ground law, it's something else. But they said that you can use deadly force on somebody that's threatening you, threatening you with bodily harm. You don't have to only be at home. Even if you take that law, it still doesn't work. It still doesn't pan out. It still doesn't match up to the facts of this case. Why in the hell is this dude not charged with murder? I can't. Somebody going to have to help me out. 44798. What's popping? Who's this?
What's up? This is El Panama. What's going on with you?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show. 904-207. You on deck. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. Of course, this is episode 273. American Injustice, the murder of a black child. We're talking about the death of Trayvon Martin. All right, homie, what you got to say about this particular case?
Bro, like I said on your post, man, every time I see this guy's face on the news, I just want to put my hands around him and just strangle the life out of him. And I don't even got no kids, but I just look at them and I think, that could be my nephew, what I'm saying? And right. they're getting a little too much out of hand. It's too much shit.
Getting too much out of hand now? You don't think it's already been out of fucking hand, bro? This shit has been out of hand.
I commend Martin Luther King for everything we done did non-violently, but it's time to just start taking some action, some real physical action against some of these.
So you think that we should start killing people who kill young black unarmed men for nothing? Is that what you think?
Say that again.
Do you think we should start killing people who kill unarmed black men? Do you think marching is going to work or should you start opening fire on motherfuckers?
It's time to go upside their head. It's time to start dealing with it on spot. So, it is what it is. I think he should be shot, carried out somewhere. Fire squad, whatever,
See, when I said this earlier when I said this on Facebook, that I said that if that was my son, Mrs. Zimmerman would not be breathing right now tonight. And
yeah.
I put that statement on the life of my own son and the life of my dead granddaddy, my living grandmama, and my living mama. I promise you, there's no way, there's just no way I could just let it ride. Now, that's me. Some people say that, listen, you're a violent person for that. Or they even call me ignorant to be on Facebook and say that's an ignorant statement. You can't fix violence with violence. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I'm like, all that. I don't give a fuck about the kumbaya philosophies and shit. I don't. That's not what I'm about. Now, don't get me wrong. If somebody takes that stance, it's like this child's parents has, they want to let the pain out of the justice system, hey, yeah, Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
I still hear you.
Okay. But you said that, you know, we should enact violence. You know, so are you who do you think should enact this violence? You know, not his parents. His parents ain't gonna do it. So who should be going upside this guy's head then? Who should it be? Should we form a militia? No, what are we now, the Tea Party? Who should it be? What should we do?
You know what? In the end, it all depends on that person, how they want to fight that battle. We all different. Just like you know, me and you and my brother had a different, you know, disagreement on the little post today. You know, that was my older brother you were talking to. And
okay.
I mean, it's up to that person. And like he said in the beginning. He really don't know what he do. So at that time, you know, anybody, him or anybody, could just click and go ahead and handle it. Or some people just might take that route of so-called justice and go to the courtroom, which is cool. But, you know,
my thing
after,
is, I couldn't see myself not trying to murder that person. I don't even know if I'd be able to carry it out, but I'm pretty sure I would try to kill that person. I don't understand. It's like I don't understand. But again, I'm not saying that anybody who won't do that is a coward. All I'm saying is my love for my kids and the things that I've been through in my life, the fact that I can fire on everywhere I go with me and stuff like that, things that I've been through in my life. I know without a shadow of a doubt, if that man were to do that to my child, he could not be a walk to the store away from me breathing. It's just,
right,
it's just,
I understand that, and I feel, I mean, like, I guess I could say 99% of me feel that same way, you know. It's all about how you gonna pick your battles.
Right.
You know,
not that's not to down talk his parents, his moms and pops at all. I'm not trying to down talk. I'm just saying.
No. It wasn't taken that way.
Yeah. But this is what I'm saying. What do you think that? Because you said something that I alluded to. Maybe we should just start handling justice our own way. Maybe that will start making people think twice.
Wake up.
But it will make people wake up. If not his parents, though, homie. If not his parents, then who? Would it be you? Are you willing to go to prison for this cause? Are you willing to actually physically kill Zimmerman? I said in my post, I said, you know what? I said, as mad as I am, since it ain't my child, it's causing me to open up discussion about it. If people want to march, I'll make them in march. But it's not.
Right. I agree with you. It has to be his father.
Family, who else should actually enact that kind of a justice where we actually go up and physically hurt that person who did it outside of his family? If his family do it, it is what it is.
And just like JJ, we're about to say it. I mean, some of these cats that say they about their life, that, you know, they out here in the street, you know, some of them, you know, they saying they down for whatever, and, you know, they may be dope boys or whatever, but they're supposed to take care of their community. They should do it, but like you said, they won't.
Are you talking about the fake rappers who keep talking about they about that and they about that life? And are these niggas, you think them niggas going to do something?
No. I'm saying they should. I ain't talking about fake rappers. I know they full of shit. I'm talking about your dope boys and, you know, street niggas or whatever that say they, you know.
What dope boy do you know outside of Nino Brown handing out turkeys on New Jack City? What dope boy do you know really gave a fuck about their community that much to where you feel like
they would act right out of somebody and go get some time
about killing a motherfucker or killing the motherfucker about killing some other motherfucker who ain't got nothing to do with them except gang members?
That's my point, and that's what JJ was saying.
Right.
They should.
All the gang members should go over there and ride because you'll kill a motherfucker because another motherfucker got another motherfucking color on and you don't even know him and he ain't did shit to
you. All the Metro Orlando should be trying to drag that dude outside his house. Community, like with the Black Panthers and everything like you talked about, that would happen. That cat would have come up missing. Police would have had to even deal with this.
We don't have that. It's people. We don't have that no more. So to expect that, we don't have a Black Panther movement party, anything of the sorts anymore. Where is that going to happen? Who are those people going to be? Where are these guys? You know what I'm saying? That's my thing about with people who claim they gang members and blah, blah, blah. Well, if you will kill a motherfucker over color, motherfucker, why don't you go ahead, you know, and go drag that dude up out of his motherfucking house for killing that black kid. But they're not going to do that.
Exactly.
They're not going to do that. That's not going
to
happen.
Long story short, Blue, sometimes it's better to handle it, you know, with the judicial system. Sometimes it's better to go ahead and take it wild, wild west and just handle it yourself. You know, it depends on what angle and what, you know, how the chips are stacked on the issue. So you gotta fight it smart, you know.
Okay.
Sometimes go ahead and deal with them. Sometimes go ahead and, you know, try to fight it the legal way. And if the legal way don't come out to be what it's supposed to be, go ahead and take care of it.
All right, what do you think about the laws? A lot of people, I talked about the New York Times article that said that the Stand Your Ground law is the reason why this happened. It was the catalyst because they got that law down there that says that you can kill somebody, you know, without them being a public, without being in your house in any public place if you feel like you're in imminent danger. This is the law that the guy cited when they arrested him. This is the reason why the police claimed they didn't lock him up. He claimed self-defense because of the Stand Your Ground law. Except what the law says that you have to actually be in imminent danger. Of course, no one can see where the guy was in imminent danger because this young man was running from him. So that whole notion.
Yeah.
But what do you think about that law? Should that law be changed? Should they get rid of that law?
It should be changed, but, I mean, it's clear. It's clear that that dude wasn't in danger. I mean.
That's the law they're using. That's why people are trying to say the law, if it wasn't for that law, he wouldn't even feel like he could get away with that. That's what
that's
the whole
bullshit. You listen to that 911 tape, you know he was out to get that cat. For real.
I know, but I'm saying the whole fact that he felt like he could even do it is the fact that the law is on the books. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what people are saying. People are saying he only felt like he could even get away with that. That he felt like he could even control his own neighborhood and police it without a fucking badge is because of that law. What do you think about that?
That's a little extreme. That's a little extreme. Because I see what you're talking about. Because I think they got that law up there in Cherokee County. It's just worded a different way.
In the whole state of Georgia.
Where everybody can basically carry a pistol and shoot whoever the hell they want to. You know.
No, it's not. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not shoot whoever you want to. It's shoot anybody who poses a danger, an imminent threat to you.
I said it like that, but that's how I meant it, you know.
Right.
Whoever poses you imminent danger, you know.
Right, right. That's what the law states. You know, they can kill you if you know. I just know that I've seen a couple of different articles, especially, you know, like the New York Times. That's a big, major, major newspaper. And those guys, all those guys all but said it. The law is the reason why he felt like he had the gall to do it or whatever. Like, if the law didn't exist, he would have never did it. Like, get the fuck out of here. All right, man. Thanks for listening to the show.
All I got to say, man, is if they find this cat not guilty, all of Orlando and everybody else they can get there need to go crucify that cat.
Well, all Orlando, who you want people who ain't even kin to that kid to go riot? You want another riot, like Rodney King riots?
We need to do something, man.
What do you want us to do? I want you to answer that question. What do you want black people to do? March?
You know, I want black people to start taking charge of their community again.
I do too, but I mean, I do too. I want that more than anything. You feel me? I really do. Trust me, and I can't even express how much I want that to happen.
I want them to take charge of their community, whether they go against the laws of the land or not. Because we had before they put all these laws in place, we had to do that anyway.
For segregation, we did it anyway. Now that we mixed in with them and their community and their laws, we can't police ourselves anymore like we used to.
Right.
And that was Martin. That's what Malcolm said, not Martin. Kumbaya, my lord. Kumbaya. Stand by.
Yeah.
All right. 347-934. I see people are gonna hear this and they're gonna be like, is he talking against Martin Luther King? Who the fuck he think he is? No, shut the fuck up. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying and what I'm alluding to is what he was just saying. Back in the day, when somebody did some shit like this in our neighborhood, and we could go just drag them out of their house and kill them. Actually, let me stop short of saying that. Because even back in the day, if a white man came and killed the black man, you still couldn't go to the motherfucking white neighborhood and drag him out of his motherfucking house. So even back then, it really technically wouldn't have went down. But we used to police our communities. If people did do something within our community, you know, then we would handle it within our community. But now we're mixed in. Now desegregation has happened and everything. And now we're all mixed in and we're all just a quote-unquote melting pot now. Let them tell it. Even though, truthfully, they're still not really the same. That's not really the case. But that's what it is now. We live right. We live right next door to people. And when you live right next door, or when you live, you know, around the corner, you can walk through white people's neighborhoods, you know, going to the store to get you some Skittles and sweet tea. You're not bothering nobody. Then we all kind of fall up under the we technically all should fall up under the same umbrella of the law. But it's not looking like that. It's looking like old Mr. Zimmerman, bitch ass. He living in America with the C, and we living in America with the 3 Ks. 904-207, you on deck. Then 856, then 323. www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio. All right, episode 273. America, American injustice, murder of a black child. 904-207. What up, though?
What's happening?
What's happening, man? Thanks for calling the show. Mike, see you in the building. All right, homie, let me hear it. What you think about this whole case? You down in Florida, you in Duval.
You already know.
Let me hear it. Let me ask you this right here.
I got to play devil's advocate with you, though. You know I got to fuck with you right here, but go ahead.
At this point, dog, with this case, you really don't have no point on the other side. But let me ask you this real quick. Do you see niggas mobilizing? Are niggas mobilizing to, quote-unquote, do something in Duval?
Nah, they're doing the same thing. Actually, they didn't even make the new local news here.
I see more people down there participating in Occupy Wall Street than mounting up for Trevon. I'm just saying.
Man, on the news here, man, they talking about Tim Tebow. I didn't even see that on the news today. I actually watched the news.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen it on Facebook. So, I mean, that's how I got the story.
Wow.
But I think you're making it a little bit too much of a black and white issue. Because,
oh, really?
First of all, the dude's Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? Did you know that?
He's Hispanic. But
he's Latino.
He's not. You know, he's one of the Hispanic people who's crossed over. They're Hispanic and they look.
And there's black people like that too, bro. There's black people that would have saw that young man and did the same. Some older ass niggas. You've met them too, man. Come on now.
Not a black and white issue. He didn't do it because he's black.
I'm just saying, Orlando's very, very. It's like kind of a melting pot type place. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's more like he looking at, like, look at this thug. The kid could have been Puerto Rican or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I think he would have shot him. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker's trigger happy.
Would he shot him if he was white? Would he have shot him if he was
probably white? Not. I don't know. Maybe he was dressed a certain way. I don't know, but
you know he wouldn't have shot him if he was white, bro.
Man, but you make this shit, you're making it too black and white, though. That's just my opinion.
You already know if he was white, I would have called him Cracker 1,000 times on this show by now. I haven't said the word Cracker once on the show. Obviously, I know he's not white. I haven't referred to him as Cracker not one time. And you know, I would have been called him a Cracker had he been white.
I don't know how he has a last name Zimmerman, but, you know, maybe he is one of them, you know, what do you call him, coconut. White in the inside, brown on the outside.
I know he's not white, but I couldn't unleash on him with that word. So, you know, I would have called him that on the show. But I know he's not white, so I didn't do it. I almost did it earlier today before I started pitching. I was like, oh, I would have really looked like a dumbass. I'm glad I didn't. I looked at him. I was like, wait, let me see what he is. And I read like two or three articles, and I was like, he's what? He's not even what he now. You know, I was like, this bitch.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. This is more of like a, it's more of like a damn, status type thing, you know, like he lives in a certain gated community, so he feel like, you know, the fuck this dude, you know, walking down the street, you know what I'm saying, with his hat, you know, a certain, you know, oh, he's up to no good.
We already know he got kind of socialistic elitism going on because of his motherfucking, he ride around like he motherfucking top fights the clear of the motherfucking world, nigga. He ride around like you're the world, nigga, like, nigga, you ain't even getting paid for this shit. You don't kill, nigga, you ain't even security for real. And so, you already know that.
He was just like a neighborhood watch, right, or some shit.
That's what he was. He was a neighborhood crazy paranoid fucker who got out of hand. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that this happened in Texas. You remember a few years back with those two guys that was burglarizing the home, and the old guy was on the phone with them, and you know, and 911's like, do not go out of your house. He's like, no, I ain't letting this happen.
He went to jail,
you
though.
Know, he shot him dead.
Yes, he did. I know exactly what story you're talking about. His ass
but,
got
but he got out. He wasn't in there long at all.
He still got arrested.
You know.
He arrested and went to jail. You feel me?
Yeah.
He bummed out. This dude ain't even had to bun the fuck out yet, man.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
He ain't even had to bun the fuck out yet, bro. I mean, come on. I know, I remember the story, but at least that dude got locked the fuck up and had to bun the fuck out and went to trial. You feel me?
Yeah.
This guy, this shit is very sick. This motherfucker ain't even got locked up or charged with shit. That's why so many people are just enraged about the story, bro. You feel what I'm saying?
But we weren't there. We don't exactly know what happened. You know what I'm saying? Hey, whoa now. I'm not saying it's justified by no means. What I'm saying is we don't know if he just, you know, I didn't get the full story. You know what I'm saying? I mean.
All motherfucking day. I know what happened, and that bitch should have been locked the fuck up ASAP.
Well, he definitely should have. I mean, just on GP, I mean, until they sort this shit out, he should be, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I give you that, but I mean, I don't know the full story, so you know what I'm saying?
The story is the kid was on the phone with his girlfriend, talking to her. He's on the phone with his girlfriend. He's coming back from the store. He's got a hoodie on because it's raining. It was raining, right? Guy, at first he walked through a neighborhood. It was apartments. He ducked up under the neighborhood. Up under one of the little things that's like, you know, in between the breezeways, you feel me?
Yeah.
Because it was raining hard, and that's why he had his hoodie on, because it was raining, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then he comes, got the rain. He stays there for, and he's talking on the phone to his girlfriend. The rain slacks up, and then he starts walking again. Then he sees the guy. He's on the phone with his girlfriend, saying he's walking and shit, and he sees the guy still following him, and he tells his girlfriend, I think this dude is following me. You feel me? So then he's following him for like a couple steps, and he takes off. He's like, I think this dude is following me. I don't know what's wrong with this guy. He takes off running, right? He runs through like two or three, runs somewhere else, and then the guy circles back around somewhere, catches up with him again. He thinks he loses the guy. He's on the phone telling his girlfriend is telling us what he's talking about. We got the phone record show that he was really on the phone with his girl when everything happened. So the girl done told the police everything. You know what I'm saying? She done told him, look, he ran from the guy, got away from him. He on the phone with his girlfriend, like, yo, I think I lost him. And the girl is telling him, she's scared now, because she's like, just get away from him. Just run home. Just go home. I don't know. He might be trying to do something to you. Just run home. So then,
what time of night was it?
6 o'clock in the fucking evening. 7. So I don't want to hear that fuck shit about it. Like, fuck all that.
That's done.
I'm trying to look at it from one of the
redneck point of views, you feel me? Because this is the kind of shit you try to say, you know what I'm saying?
Redneck point of views right here in this conversation right now. So now, all right? So now, the guy listens to his girlfriend after he's already ran from the guy and kind of sort of lost him, but he's like, oh, I don't know what this guy's doing. He runs again, but now he's running home, and then the guy sees him again, cuts him off. He jumps out of the car and says, what are you doing in this neighborhood? And he said, and the guy's still on the phone with his girlfriend. She hears the guy say, what are you doing? She hears that part, and he's like, I'm not doing nothing. You feel me? And after that, she says, he's trying to say something, and she heard the muffle. That means she thinks that the guy pushed him or something like that. Was like, what are you doing over in the neighborhood? That's when the phone went dead, and she didn't hear anything else. At this point what we know is this kid is not armed. He's running away from this motherfucking person. Period. Point blank. Like, get away from this guy, right?
Yeah.
So there's nothing in the law, even with they goddamn stand your ground laws, that say that you're supposed to hunt a motherfucker down, pursue them in a motherfucker like motherfucking the police, questioning them and shit. Like you got a motherfucking badge, asking them questions, and then murder them in cold blood because they look suspicious. There's nothing. The police have all this information, but this motherfucker ain't charged with nothing. Come on, man.
I hear you.
That's why this shit is all over the news now.
I got you.
There's nothing. There is no.
But what were you saying about? What do you think? You were saying about what do you think black people should do?
I don't.
Yeah, I mean, honestly,
I
saw the article from Michael Moore on Facebook. He ain't black. You know what I'm saying? I don't see it. You know, of course you got Al Sharpton probably going to end up saying something, but, you know.
He's on his way there now. Of course, Al is. He's on his way there.
Jackson
will be not too far behind if Al is there. Trust me. But go ahead.
Yeah. But, you know, that's why I was like, you know, I don't know. I don't look at it just as a, you know, I just see a lot of white people that are just disgusted with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I see all kind of white people like, what the fuck? I haven't seen that one white person try to justify this shit. Not one person to try to justify because you can't. So if this is my thing, bro, if no one in the world is justifying it, why did the fucking police down there not arrest this guy?
Because this is the good old South that you love, and y'all love toting motherfucking guns, white and black people. Y'all don't want nobody, you know, taking away your guns and shit.
What the fuck toting guns got to do with this? Why would you bring it up?
Because it's the South, man. Anytime they try to pass a tough gun law down this motherfucker, I mean, they want it like the Wild Wild West.
It's not the law. It's not the law. Let me say this shit again for everybody who just logged on. I am 100%, I am 1,000% for the Stand Your Ground law. I am for the law that allows you to bust a motherfucker if they fucking with you, even if you ain't at your motherfucking house. If someone is threatening your life, trying to rob you at an ATM.
What are you talking about? The Wild Wild West. Sorry. Because a dead man can't speak. You can kill whoever. That just opens up too many goddamn doors, man. You know. And then you have shit like this happen. That's why shit like this happens here, not California.
And I'm finna shut Mike the fuck up. Why? I'm finna shut Mike the fuck up because of this. Because I knew it was gonna be somebody that actually tried to sit on this motherfucking show and try and justify and say that the law is the reason why this happened. This ain't the Wild Wild West. This is the reason why. It's because we in the motherfucking South. It's because motherfuckers want to tote guns. It's the reason this gave this motherfucker the right to gun down this motherfucking kid. No, the fuck it didn't. The fucking law has nothing to do with this fucking idiot killing this goddamn kid. I'm tired of people trying to attack the gun law and the law. Listen, I am for gun laws. I am for people being able to tote firearms because you got a lot of motherfuckers out here. Basically, bottom line, I don't want it to be like motherfucking Europe and shit where only the motherfucking thugs and criminals got guns and everybody else got knives and they constantly getting jacked and robbed and shit. Fuck that. If they take everybody's guns, you can take mine. Take everybody's. Even the motherfucking police, nigga. Take everybody. And we all got to duke it out. I'm good with that. Do that. Until then, fuck it. No. Now I'm going to open Mike's line back up so he can understand my point.
Hold the hell up, man. First of all.
Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that.
England, the police don't have guns. And, you know, and people don't have guns. And the crime's way less, so that just kills any argument you're talking about.
Things are up greatly. The point is this: they're not going to take away everybody's guns, so I don't want them taking away people who got their guns to protect themselves. This law has nothing to do with this guy's point. And you, or the New York Times, or no one else is going to make me say that this law is the reason why this guy feels like he could get away with it, like it's the law.
You know what? Guns almost fucking fucked up your life. And if anybody should say this shit, you thought you did what you were supposed to do, and what happened to you? You almost fucking had to go to prison on some bullshit.
So what you saying? Nobody can understand.
I always use your story as some bullshit that guns. I got a firearm. I got me one, but it's because I know other people got them.
I do. If anybody can sit on this motherfucking show and argue this motherfucking point about guns, motherfucker, it's me. It's me. Because I feel like I got the right to argue that fucking point because I'm still in favor of shit, even though I almost lost my sleep over self-defense. You feel me? But at the same time, I wouldn't want anybody else to be caught in my position at fucking 2 o'clock in the morning and don't have the motherfucking right to get them do that to defend their motherfucking self. Period.
Come on, man. Really?
Yeah.
We ain't gonna discuss your case, but at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, you could have just there's other ways you could have handled that. But besides shooting somebody dead because they're going through your car.
It's not,
and
see,
they're drunk.
Well,
So somebody should lose their life for that.
No. Somebody should lose their life if they attack you. And you know the whole story. It was not just that. You know that. Period. I was rushed.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so at that point right there, if a motherfucker rushing me at 2 o'clock in the morning with another motherfucker with a motherfucker got a bottle in their hand.
You should have killed him. You never even would have had to go through nothing. See, that's the whole stuff. That's what I'm saying. These gun laws, like, you got to kill a motherfucker or you're going to end up some shit like you had to.
Listen, man. The point is, law has nothing to do with why this dude did that shit, homie. The law is not the point here. The point is that person.
So you like these liberal gun laws?
Trying to turn this into the fucking law and trying to put the spotlight on the law, and it's not the law's fault. It's not the fact that the law is the reason why this idiot did this shit. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And if anybody, I feel like in my
the law's protecting him. The law's protecting him.
No, it's not.
Well,
the law ain't protecting him. He broke the law. It's obvious he broke the law. Because if you go by the letter of the law, his ass should be locked the fuck up. I shouldn't have got locked the fuck up. He should have, and he's not. Because he's not black. And I'm done with you. Next call, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Fuck you talking about, man. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. He's not locked the fuck up because he's not black. If he did that same shit and he was black, he'd be locked the fuck up. Period. 269, Michigan girl, what's up?
What's up? What's going on?
What's going on? Thanks for calling into the show. What do you think about this whole case real quick?
Man, I'm just upset, pissed, mad, whatever. I have a 17-year-old son, and he walked to the store that's up the street from the house. So if something like that was happening, I mean, I applaud his parents for taking the high road, but if something like that would have happened to my son, oh, no, it wouldn't have been no high road. It would have been, where do that? Okay, I'm about to handle this. And we're going to figure it out later on.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay. What do you feel about the police? What do you feel like the police side of? Do you feel like the police
is some fucking good old boys that's covering up some bullshit because part of the 911 call was he said, they first of all, the dispatcher told him, don't pursue. The other part of the 911 call was him saying, these assholes, they always get away. He was stereotyping from the get-go just because it was a young black man. I don't care if he ain't white, he's supposed to be Hispanic or whatever. You on 911 recorded tape saying, these assholes, they always get away. Who are these assholes?
These niggas. Maybe he made everybody with hoods on. I don't know. Who knows?
Everybody with hoods on. Okay. Really? Oh. I mean, it's raining outside. I wouldn't have on a hoodie.
Listen, I've been trying to stay away from the race issue and trying to say it's a white-black thing because the guy isn't white, so I've stayed away from that shit all day.
But you know
perfect.
What? He's not white. Per se, but he has a white person's mentality. You stereotyping, that's racist.
What I mean, what's that?
Usually, most white people, they have stereotypes of what young black men or black men, oh, they all thugs, they all out to get somebody. Basically, you asking the boy what you doing in his neighborhood, like he can't live here. Because he black, he can't live in this neighborhood? Do you know everybody that live in the neighborhood just because you the motherfucking self-appointed neighborhood watch person? Self-appointed, mind you. He appointed himself. That was in one of the articles, too. They didn't elect him. They didn't appoint him. He appointed himself.
He'll want to be
probably cop that probably didn't pass the exam and got rejected or something. Probably couldn't pass the psychological test. I'm just really upset about this issue because they trying to make it seem like it's not racially motivated. And at the bottom line is, if it would have been a black man that shot a white kid, there wouldn't have been no questions asked. His butt would have been in jail until they could prove that that white boy actually touched him, did something to him, broke in his house, something. Because he's a non
African American, since they say, oh, he's not white, then he gets to hide behind the law, and the law don't even protect him because this boy did not come to his house. This boy did not approach his car. This boy was 120 pounds. This man was 200 pounds. How did you feel threatened and he running away from you? What was he going to do, throw the damn Skittles at you? I don't understand how you felt threatened. So they letting him hide behind the law and use this law when he is clearly, he broke the law, period. That is not the law. He pursued that boy, chasing him, talking about what you doing over here. What, just because he black, he can't live in a gated neighborhood? Who said?
You're quite convincing. You don't have to convince me, though.
Maybe you have to convince the Stanford police. That's who you have to convince.
But all of them need to be fired because I don't see how, when the 911 tapes clearly say, do not pursue, he pursued. Then you shot this boy who's unarmed, and then the neighbor said they heard someone saying, help, help. If the boy is crying for help, how are you threatened?
That's what I'm saying. The fact of this case makes it inarguable. My homie might just try to attempt to maybe throw a spin on it.
He's trying to look at it. He's trying to play devil's advocate. And then plus, he said he doesn't know the whole story.
But if
you go read all of this stuff, there's no way you cannot feel like that it's racial. It's racial that they protected him, that they haven't arrested him, and it's racial that he stereotyped this young, innocent, black man because he had on a hoodie and he was walking through a gated neighborhood, period, point blank. I don't care if he is Latino, Mexican, or whatever. They can be racist, too. Anybody can be racist, and he stereotyped this young man and took his life for no reason.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I guess I have nothing to say. Preach to the choir over here. I'm just trying to get – let me ask you this, though, real quick. And I'm coming to 323 and 856. Okay, let me ask you this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think black people should do? Should we quote unquote mobilize like someone suggested earlier? What kind of mobilization should we? Who's gonna mobilize? I said on one post, I was like, you know what? I'm not even gonna get onto this whole Facebook. I seen so many Facebook posts like, if we need to get together and do this, man. Look, man. First of all, I realize, you know what I'm saying? Just you have to discuss this stuff and bring awareness to it, and you feel me, and make it a hot topic, a hot issue, and hope that, like, basically what happened, somebody that's bigger than these motherfucking punk-ass motherfucking pigs down there in Sanford County, that an even bigger pig that has even more eyeballs on them, like the Justice Department, actually come in and do some shit. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? Sometimes the pigs have to police the goddamn the little bitty piggies. You know what I'm saying? The big pigs. You know what I'm saying? Have to police the little piggies. And goddamn, sometimes they have to eat their young. In this case, I'm feeling like the Justice Department is going to have to eat their young and go ahead and keep these little piglets down there in fucking Sanford. All right? They have to see. Just get, at this point right now, for me personally, I don't know about anybody else, but for me personally, just arresting Zimmerman, just arresting that bitch right now ain't going to do it. Now I want blood. I smell blood for the cops. Now I want resignation papers.
Right, exactly. I want him arrested. I want them fired. Take their pension, whatever. Y'all ain't doing shit.
I'll shut the fuck up if the Justice Department comes in, arrests him for a hate crime, and lock up the motherfucking piglets down there. All right? Every piglet that had anything to do with this whole scenario and situation and just shit not get every little piglet, all the little fucking detectives and investigating officers, all those pigs and piglets down there needing to lose their fucking pig ass
job. Just talking about we've done everything we know how to do. No, the fuck you didn't.
I'll shut the fuck up then. But until then, even if Zimmerman gets charged, if the piglets walk like they didn't do nothing wrong, I'm still upset.
Yeah.
I'm mad that the piglets got away with not doing their job. Actually, yeah, not doing their job. I just stopped there. You know what I'm saying? They did more than not do their job. You feel me? But the little piglets down there,
they should have some conspiracy. Look, they always trying to get drug dope boys and stuff on conspiracy. They need to arrest Zimmerman, lock him up, and get them police, make them resign, and get them on conspiracy. Because y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all covering that shit up on purpose.
Cover it up.
They need to be brought up on conspiracy charges.
Everything is on Front Street, and he still ain't locked up. Everything
right,
is on front.
Point, but you also remember, this happened during All-Star Weekend. This happened during All-Star Weekend. He left at halftime of All-Star Weekend to go to the store. So this, they covered this up for a minute. It's just now starting to get some attention. And then, like one caller said, I was listening in and out. You still not seeing it everywhere. It's mostly on Facebook and on some, but this is just now starting to get attention. That's why I say they covered it up, because this happened a few weeks ago, and it's just now being brought to light after the police department has said they're not going to charge him and they've done a thorough investigation and all of that.
Right, right, right. But, I mean, what do you
say? That's why I said that it's a conspiracy, because what job did y'all do? How can every normal, everyday citizen see the wrong in this, and y'all supposed to be trained officials, and y'all don't see no wrong in this?
I totally concur, baby. Shouts out. Let me go to the next caller. 323-830. What up, though?
What's good? What's good? Greeting to the panel and everybody listening.
What's up? Shouts out to you. Who's this?
This is your boy Keith Clizzard calling from Los Angeles.
Are you ready to riot with us, Los Angeles? Are you ready to do some Rodney King shit with us over here in the South? You ready to riot?
Fuck no. and not on a negative way. That's we got to look at it like this. We all know that the shit was filed. It's too evident. And for them to perpetuate a couple of weeks after the shit really happens, we got to look at the big picture. You dig what I'm saying? I know out here on the West Coast, man, they preparing a gang of motherfucking concentration camps, FEMA, out here. It's like that's what they want us to do. They give us something for us all to feed into it negatively and get riled up and want to cause. They need a spark to put us in these camps. They need us to fucking riot so they can do their thing.
So you're saying they letting this ride in order to incite violence on our behalf?
Absolutely. They need the spark to spark the whole thing off.
Let me say this. I'm not one of the guys who just shoot down any conspiracy theory. And at this point, what you're saying, your statement will be quote unquote considered a quote conspiracy theory at this juncture, because we have no real evidence that it's a massive government plot in order to make niggas nut
up. But we got history. Look at all, man. Come on, look at the last 2 years.
Uh-huh.
They've been trying to spark this thing off, but niggas, I'm going to say it, niggas need to motherfucking let their nuts hang, because it should have been set off, the shit they've been doing to black people the last 2 years, the different situations. You dig? It should have been set off.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas is scared. Niggas is so quick to pick up a motherfucking gun, shoot each other, and do all kind of craziness, but when it's time to ride, niggas, they show their true colors, man. Niggas don't fool me. These niggas who acting hard, these gangbangers, like these motherfuckers, they don't fool me. I see they heart.
Right.
A real soldier don't wear his heart on his motherfucking sleeve. A real soldier reacts.
Would you suggest that the gangbangers will be the person or whoever else should, who should ride at this point? This kid got killed. And he got killed by this person, and he didn't get charged. Who should ride? Every black person should ride, even somebody who doesn't know that. You saying that every black person should ride? When in history did we do that? Did all of us ride when one person got killed? When in history did we do that ever?
Watch Riot, Rodney King. I know out here on the West Coast when black.
But all we did in the Watch Riot was tear our own shit up. We didn't go kill no white motherfuckers. I mean, come on. All we did was tear up our own fucking hood at that point, right? Am I right or wrong? Niggas went and fucked up their own hood. They didn't take that shit goddamn to Beverly Hills.
Hey, nigga, we told some white people up on the West Coast. I'm out here, so I know. They ain't going to tell y'all. They're not going to tell the world to incite y'all to go kill up some more white people. Nigga,
I just didn't know that because I don't live over. I didn't see it then. They just been lying to me this whole time. I mean, I'm just saying because I didn't know that. I never seen where they went and burned down any white establishments or anything like that right there in that time frame. With the Rodney King thing, now they did drag a couple white people out and they did kill a couple people with the Rodney King thing. I remember they did that with Rodney King. They got, you know, they killed a couple of white people, which is why the government fucking put the clamps down on niggas ASAP. You feel me? When they drug the guy out the damn truck and all that shit right there. I know they did it then, but I mean, you know, historically, you know what I'm saying? When we ride, we kind of tend to fuck up our own hoods. I want to know when we're going to go and, you know, snatch them people out their own homes. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's all a part of a big, big plan, man. It's set up for niggas to stay trapped in the hood. You know, they take their licenses, they take their car, impound the cars. And when the nigga get mad and he want to tear some shit up, nigga, he ain't finna catch a bus or a train to a white. He's mad. He ain't even thinking about that.
Mm-hmm.
He just reacted.
So well, let me ask you this, because I know they don't have these laws out west, which is what the homie Mike said. He used to live out there, so he's like, you know, man, out in California they don't have anything. So I understand out there out west they don't have these stand your ground laws. Well, basically how they got over here down in the south, if somebody's trying to cause you bodily harm, you know, anywhere, but even it doesn't have to be in your home. But if you got a legal gun that you bought legally and you got a permit to carry it, you can use deadly force. You know. You can use deadly force and kill them here over in the South and a couple of the Southern states. What do you feel about that law? Do you feel like that law played any kind of part in this guy feeling like he could do what he wanted to do to this young black guy?
I mean, first of all, the people have to vote the motherfucking law in. Did you vote for it?
I would have voted in. I didn't vote for it in this state because they just passed it through the, it wasn't a vote. They just passed it through the state senate and stuff. Yeah, they just went. They didn't have a vote on it. They just passed it like through the state senate. But if they gave me a vote to do it, me personally, I would have voted for it because I've been a victim. I've been ran up on like that right there. You feel me? And even though like it was stated on the show earlier, I had to use deadly force on somebody a couple of years back. That was before this law was enacted. That was back in 2000. So when I did it, this law was not even in effect, which is why I got locked up. Which basically why they was telling me. Had this kind of law been in effect back then, I never would have went to jail. But when I did it, you know, the law really wasn't in effect. It didn't come into effect until Georgia until about 3 years ago. This happened when I did it. It was like 2000. You feel me?
Self-defense, the same shit. I mean,
so I probably would have voted it in. I probably would have said, yeah, let's have the law because I feel that point of view. So what do you think about that? Since you're somewhere in the state, you live somewhere where it's not the law of the land.
If they brought the law up out here on the West, I wouldn't vote for it because I'm going to stick by self-defense. You feel what I'm saying?
It's self-defense. The person has – you have to literally be threatened. You have to – the person has to literally be threatening you. That's why this law is not an excuse for what this guy did because this kid posed no threat to him at all. He was running away from this guy. You can't run someone down. Even with the law that's written, the stand your ground laws in Florida and Georgia, none of them condone you running a motherfucker down, actually chasing somebody down and running them down and killing them. He's not protected by that fucking law. That's the fucking point. People like the New York Times and shit are trying to fucking turn this shit around and say that's the fucking – the law is the reason why he fucking did it. No, the fuck it's not. It's because he's a fucking racist asshole is why he fucking did it. The fucking law doesn't cover him, which is another reason why the fucking police should have did their fucking job and locked his ass up, because him using this law and trying to say this is the reason why he did it, that's no dice. That's no moss over here. That doesn't add up because it still doesn't cover you under the law because all the evidence shows that you chased this fucking kid down and killed him in cold blood.
Yeah, when I listened to the recording, man, you can kind of hear the little kid scrimmage after he got shot, man. That shit touched my soul. And the shit is just like, this is wrong. It's fucking, that is wrong. But, you know, what do we do? Do we react out of emotions, or do we think our movements as a people? I agree, this should bring us together as a people, and we all should be talking about this shit. Every black person should be talking about this. And then, like I say, do we act emotionally, or do we, you know, we think it out? Before
thinking,
we act-
you know what, my problem with thinking a lot of things out is once time sets in, apathy sets in. You know what I'm saying? Time always begets apathy in almost any situation, bro. It doesn't matter. Time always begets apathy in almost any situation. Time passes by, people forget.
Right.
Fuck it, it's not that serious.
Got a short kick,
you know what I'm saying?
If they stop showing the news, niggas will forget about it.
Right. Right. Just like I said, you know. So I don't know, man. Thanks for calling into the show, man. I appreciate you showing me that West Coast love. Let me get the rest of these calls, though. I hope you stay on the line, all right?
No, I got you. Keep doing your thing. Much blessings to y'all.
All right, homie. Appreciate it from the West Coast. Shouts out to you. All right. Blessed Child, 856. You've been waiting patiently. What's up, homie?
Yo, what's good, man?
calling the show. Thanks for being patient. I was trying to take some of the mother callers, you know what I'm saying? But I knew you was going to hold on for me. I appreciate that. Shouts out to you, homie. So go ahead. Tell me what you think about this whole scenario.
Hate crime. You feel me?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The only why the pigs covered it up. You know why they covered it up?
Why?
Because they laughed at the station, oh, yeah, another black man gone. Another black kid gone right now. Point blank, like you say you hate cops, I hate cops. The motherfuckers don't give a fuck about us.
Nah, not for the most part. I say I'm not, and I've never been the one that say every cop. My thing is, I've never been the one. People say, Blizzard, you're so hypocritical sometimes. But I've never said every cop is a bad cop. My thing is, if you even join the ranks of pigs, you understand what rank you're joining. It's like somebody saying, well, yeah, I want to join the Bloods and the Crips. I wouldn't kill anybody over nothing anyway, but, you know, I fucks with them like that. You know what I mean? That's my thing with people who say there's good and bad cops. Okay, one thing about these good cops, why don't they ever stand up when these bad cops... If there's good cops on the Sanford police force, right? If there's good cops on that police force, why aren't they screaming bloody hell right now saying, I don't know, I'm not a part of this. Why? You know why? Because they're shielded in blue. You know why? Because once you become a motherfucking cop, whether you're a good person or not, you goddamn pay an oath to that motherfucking blue. You pay an oath to that motherfucking deep color blue and that motherfucking gold badge before you pay an oath to anything else, your color, your family, or anything motherfucking else. Period, point blank. That's why even if it is some good motherfucking cops on the Sanford police force, they ain't saying shit. You know why? Because they're going to back up their fellow officers. They're going to shut the fuck up because they all cops. So I don't want to hear the good cop, bad cop, all cops ain't bad cops. Fuck shit. Fuck you and fuck that. That's my motherfucking... That's why people can't talk to me about good cop, bad cop, fuck shit. I don't give a fuck. Okay, if it is good motherfucking cops on the force, if they is motherfucking good-hearted people, if they were so motherfucking righteous, they'd open their motherfucking mouth right now and say, God damn, I ain't got nothing to do with this shit over here. But they won't. They're shrouded in blue. They're shrouded in gold. You feel what I'm saying? They're going to stand up and lay down for their fellow officers, even when they fucking wrong. And that's why no one can preach the good cop, bad cop shit to me. So if your motherfucking husband or your motherfucking brother, uncle or some shit is a motherfucking cop, I think he's a motherfucking pig. And if you don't like it, you can log off and shut the fuck up and hang up now. I'm not changing on that. Because you never see the good cops just stand up, even when they dead ass wrong, and say, these motherfuckers were dead ass wrong. They never do it because they still stand true to that motherfucking blue and that badge. Now, if anybody got a problem with that, I personally don't give a shit, all right? You know what I'm saying? I don't care because it is what it is. You feel me? Until good cops start jumping out and saying, without internal affairs getting involved, without the media getting involved, without anybody getting involved, just come out and say, oh, no. I'm turning this officer in right here. This officer right here, he's obvious racist, and we can't have him on the force. Until cops start doing that, fuck you and your opinion about cops.
Thing,
go ahead.
Thing is, if it was self-defense, you still got to get locked up anyway because you got to prove yourself. You got to prove it that it was self-defense in the court of law.
He ain't even been locked the fuck up. He ain't got to prove shit yet. He ain't been charged with nothing.
That's the point. He should have been locked up and proved your innocence. You got to prove that shit. You can't go shoot a man and say self-defense. You got to prove that it was self-defense. So being that he wasn't locked up, that's bullshit.
Yeah, we pretty much all agree on that. Real quick, I'm gonna get the 850252 real quick. Real quick, what do you think about what do you think about this law that we got down here down south? I know y'all can't even have guns in fucking up north and shit. Y'all get fucking 10 years just for 3 years just for having a legal gun. That's why I would never in my life ever live in New York. Never live in New York. You know what I'm saying? Can't do it. Don't do it. Not finna do it. Don't even want to visit too much. Too tough because of that law. Now, so
you know,
what do you
point about that is? I agree with the law, but it should be world. It should be every state. You feel me? Only why that law is so. I agree with the law, but only why that law is so tough down the South, because what the South know for slavery. You feel me?
And what does that have to do with that law? Go ahead.
Go up north for free. When I say it got to do with slavery,
because
you got a lot of these motherfuckers out there. I ain't gonna say it happened up north because it is. But they are self known for they don't care if we kill each other. Like I said, they don't care if we kill each other.
They want that to happen. Like my man for
the
LA
law
said
has to do with niggas killing niggas, though. The law has to do with people protecting themselves in any. This is the thing, y'all. What you fail to understand is there are so many guns in this country that very bad people always have guns. That's why they bad people. So the robbers, anybody else who's trying to jack you, anybody else who's trying to cause you physically harm, they got guns. So you can't protect yourself with your fist with a gun. Motherfuckers get shot down here in Atlanta all the time. You feel what I'm saying? There's so many people that get shot and killed down here that not carrying a firearm, to me, is just, if you're a grown man, you ain't got no firearm in Atlanta, Georgia, nigga, you damn near irresponsible. You damn near doing your family a disjustice. You ain't got no gun in your home, nigga, in Atlanta. All this motherfucking crime with guns that happen around this motherfucker, and you ain't got no firearm. Nigga, you damn near ain't a man, nigga. You damn near goddamn don't give a fuck about your family to me. That's how I feel about it. That's how I feel. Because it's just that many motherfuckers around here thugging it. You feel what I'm saying? So the law was basically made to protect people who don't go around starting shit, but who don't become a victim to a motherfucker trying to goddamn do something to them. You feel me? And the law says that, the law recognizes that motherfuckers don't just rob you at home. Motherfuckers rob you at the ATM. Motherfuckers rob you coming outside the motherfucking Walmart. Leave motherfuckers try to goddamn start fights with you after the motherfucking club. Motherfuckers want to start fights with you in anything can go down in a city like this right here. So basically, the law says, goddamn it, if a motherfucker try you anywhere and they try to goddamn harm you, you got the right to bust their motherfucking ass because they probably going to bust you first.
Period. I agree with the law.
I agree with the law 100%.
Only why that shit ain't up north, you gotta realize the South felt like the North gave up on them through slavery.
What does that have to do with the law? Listen, man. The New York Times is the paper that's really going in on the law, trying to tie the law to this whole incident. And it's the New York Times, a place where no one can have guns but police and thugs. Because a thug going to have a motherfucking gun and fuck what the goddamn police say they thugging. They don't care. They're going to have a gun anyway. You know what I'm saying? They're going to have a pistol anyway. That's because they thugging. They don't care. So, I mean.
I think that law should be in every state.
New York don't even want you to have a fire. New York, do you realize New York won't even let a businessman have a firearm to protect themselves? As many crazy motherfuckers y'all got living in that big ass city, they won't even let a motherfucker who own a business have a firearm. This motherfucker might be cashing out his business $5 or $6, $10 grand, depending on what kind of business it is. This man can't even have a firearm to drive home safely where he got his motherfucking cash, or drive home to making his motherfucking bank deposits and shit. He is illegal for that motherfucker to even have a gun in New York. And you think I'm finna motherfucking live there? No way.
New Jersey only got a self-defense law.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, the Southern states just got the self-defense laws recently. And that's because so many motherfuckers was getting killed, you know what I'm saying, outside of their home. And people was like, you know, scared to use their firearms. And, you know, I can't even just keep going into it. The bottom line is, New York Times tried to make these laws into this case and say this is the reason, the fact that these laws exist is the reason why people like Zimmerman feel like they can kill a motherfucker. And to them, I say, fuck you, that's not doing it. This motherfucker just a racist bitch-ass motherfucker, and he killed this little motherfucking young black kid because he's a fucking racist-ass motherfucker, and the motherfucking piglet cops down there didn't do shit about it because they all pigs. And I'm done with it.
I think all of us should be locked up. Truthfully, basically, I think, you know, like you said, it's not going to happen. I don't knock. Oh boy, that, but that was me, my child that I gave, that my girl gave birth to, my child.
Oh, yeah, murder him. Matter of fact, I'm not even going to call it murder. I'm going to enact vigilante justice on this motherfucker. I'm not even going to call what I'm going to do to this bitch motherfucker murder, nigga. You ain't even going to make me. You're not going to use the same word that this motherfucker did. This act that this motherfucker committed on my son, nigga. I'm not going to even allow you or nobody else to call me a murderer, nigga. You can call me a vigilante. You can call me a vigilante, because I'm going to murk this motherfucker, nigga. I don't even get me started, my nigga. I can't, because I already got into a motherfucking argument with a motherfucker on goddamn Facebook today about whether or not I'm wrong for saying I'm going to murk a motherfucker. Nigga, when I tell you, nigga, you want to ruin my life? You want to see Blizzard off the street? Nigga, do something to my children. I'm gonna put niggas up on game. I'm going to tell niggas a secret. You tired of me? You want me off the motherfucking streets, nigga? Go do something to one of my children, nigga, and see when I see about your motherfucking ass and fuck with these pig these motherfuckers talking about. You know what I'm saying? Now, you want to get me off the street? Do something to my children, nigga, and I'm going to show you I ain't motherfucking just flapping my gums. I'm going to show you I ain't just beating my motherfucking chest, nigga. Period. Nigga, and I can turn everything. Okay, I'm done. Hold on.
He felt like he could suggest his own ass.
You know why I'm getting riled up? Because the day I was on Facebook and somebody was going back and forth with me and trying to call me ignorant and trying to say I'm grandstanding because I said, nigga, if that was my motherfucking son, I'll lay that motherfucking nigga down. And I'm not trying to motherfucking be the – I'm not a thug. I'll tell people I'm not a thug, nigga. I'm not – whatever, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I know what I do. I know I pull that trigger. I done did it before. And, bitch, you think if I pull that trigger in that instance, I won't do it again over my motherfucking children? Nigga, you got me fucked up. Everybody got me fucked up. Anybody who think I'm grandstanding and saying that you don't know me like that, nigga – nigga, put your hands on my children and see if I'm playing. Period. Point blank, nigga. I will vigilante justice.
Your child is your pride and joy, man. And for that person who said that, you never know until you're in that motherfucking situation. Everybody can talk about anything they want.
I'm telling you, I know. Ain't nobody ever did that to my kid. My kids are still breathing. But I know what the fuck I'm going to do if a motherfucker cold blood murder my child. I'm going to vigilante justice they bitch ass. I know what I'm doing. Already. You can say it's premeditated or what. Motherfuckers can take this motherfucking recording and use it against me at trial. When I try and goddamn say, I'm pleading goddamn temporary sanity, these motherfucking crackers can go find this shit right here and say, he said this shit back on episode 273, what he was going to do. You know what? Okay.
You know why I get him? Because you already like this.
There's no elaborate explanation. That motherfucker killed your baby. That's it.
So you took my son? I'm lifeless. Eye for eye, dog. Kill my son,
I'm going to
kill you.
Absolutely. All right, stand by. All right, 850-252. What up, though?
What's going on, man? It's Jamal Steele. What's good with you, man?
What's happening, homie? Thanks for hanging on. So what's popping with you, homie?
I'm great. First off, before we get deep into the conversation, I want to thank you for allowing everybody who wanted to speak on the matter to have this platform to do so.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I'm not saying that I'm finna just go down there and start a march in for the cause. I can't even front like I'm gonna do that. But what I will do is talk about it on the show and let people just all across the country, like you heard from the West Coast, from up north, and from wherever else, call in and voice their opinion about it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'd be irresponsible. This show would not be what it is if I didn't at least talk about it. I know I talk a lot on my show, but this is because I feel strongly about, you know, the task at hand. But, you know what I'm saying? This is what the show is all about, man. So what do you feel about it all yourself?
Well, first off, I mean, I don't know if a lot of the factual information has been stated on this evening, but, I mean, you got to look at it like this, man. One, when Zimmerman was arrested, normally for homicide investigations, they're supposed to do a drug and alcohol test on the shooter. They didn't do one. For the last couple of weeks, every time the Sanford Police Department has spoken on the case, they've spoken in a way where they're defending Zimmerman and they're not defending Trayvon Martin.
Right. I heard two of the clips. I couldn't even.
I
was like, and that's why I'm glad the Justice Department is getting involved. And that's why I said I'm gonna be kind of sort of happy if and when Zimmerman gets charged with murder, but I'm still not gonna be satisfied if those fucking pigs don't get at least fired. I want them to get charged with conspiracy, but they got to at least get fired.
Something has to happen with the police department, man, because the way they've handled this entire investigation is is ridiculous and heinous, man. I mean, they filed a background check on Trayvon Martin, but they filed a background check on George Zimmerman.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's the stuff that I was hoping that everybody by now, because see what the stuff that you're talking about now, Jamil, this stuff is all over Facebook and everywhere else. So there's no reason for no one to call this show and be uninformed about the facts at this point. You feel what I'm saying? Everything's public information. If you don't even watch the news, then you can just go ahead and just go to your Facebook page. Everything me and you saying is talking right now, this shit is all over the fucking, everybody knows about these facts. So this ain't shit that we just, you know what I'm saying? This ain't new shit. It's breaking news that we getting as I'm on the fucking air. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows this shit.
The problem is that to the everyday normal person, who the only reason they go on Facebook is to find out what new stuff is happening at the club or what new gossip is happening in their local town, for them this is new information. But for people like us, you know, who we're on the internet trying to find out about more stuff than just crap, you know, we known about this.
Now, don't get me wrong. I definitely saw it on the internet before I saw it on CNN, you know,
exactly,
or MSNBC. I definitely saw about it on you know, on my little blog sites I check out and shit like that. And my little, you know what I'm saying? I'm subscribed to certain little blog sites and stuff like that in my email who send me stuff. I did find out about it from them guys, too. And they center around African-American, you know what I'm saying, issues. So I did see it there first, of course, because this is America, spelled with three K's. Yeah,
right.
You know, of course I found it out that way before I found it out on CNN and shit. Of course, homie, I did not expect to find out about this kind of a story. This ain't a fucking little white girl being abducted. It's not going to break on CNN in 9 minutes. Okay? It's not a pregnant white lady coming up missing. It's not going to be breaking news on CNN. It's going to have to gain ground, and then they'll talk about it.
Right.
So I understand that. This is America spelled with three K's, not a C, today especially. This
and honestly,
especially.
And honestly, you had a caller earlier that was saying that the story itself did get covered up. Because, I mean, it happened during All-Star Weekend. But you got to understand the reason why they wanted to cover it up is because it happened All-Star Weekend in Sanford, Florida, which is, I think if I am mistaken, like 25, 30 minutes from Orlando, which is where All-Star Weekend happened.
Yeah, but that's not an excuse. I know.
Exactly.
That, but
it's not an excuse.
That's not an excuse. I don't want to. Not buying it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not buying that. If a cop got killed that motherfucking weekend, I bet you that motherfucking be breaking news. And they'll break it to the motherfucking All-Star game. You got them shoot a cop in the motherfucking fucking head. You think
mm-hmm.
you shoot a pig in the head, nigga, think they going to talk about it that weekend. I don't give a fuck if it's All-Star weekend. Shoot a pig in the head. And see what happened, nigga.
Oh. I mean, we all know the definitive reason as to why it was covered up during that particular time, because of the fact of who it was that got shot. It was an African-American teen. So undoubtedly they're going to cover it up during that particular reason for that reason.
No, I mean, you know, it's another young nigga got killed. Well,
exactly.
what do you want to do? We see this all the time. What do you want us to do? What? What are we supposed to break the news? Wait, hold up. D Wade, I mean, Kobe got his nose broke. That's far more important. I was being sarcastic. So what do you think about this law? You know what I'm saying? What do you think about this law that I've been debating with everybody about? The Stand Your Ground law, and we have that here in a version of it here in Georgia too. You feel me? What do you think about the law, about the people, especially by the New York Times, which is the New York Times? I got a love-hate relationship with the New York Times because I am a Democrat, but I'm not a liberal. I'm absolutely not a liberal, but I am a Democrat. I'm like a moderate, if that's what they like to call us, because I'm a Democrat, but I'm for guns and I'm against homosexuality. You know what I'm saying? So I'm kind of like what they call a moderate, but I'm definitely not a Republican. So I guess, you know, politically, that's what they like to call me, either an independent or a moderate Democrat, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, whatever on that. But I have a love-hate relationship. Oh, hold on real quick. If you listen to me on the internet at blogtalkradio.com, we only got about 1 minute left in the live broadcast. So if you want to continue listening to the show, which I will, I still got another call to take. Actually, I got two more calls to take. I'm going to continue the discussion, but if you want to hear it and you don't want to wait till the podcast come out or the replay, you got to listen to me on the phone lines. The phone lines stay active up until 11 o'clock at night. The actual show that's streaming on the internet, if you're listening to me at www.blogtalkradio.com/K100radio, you're about to cut off in about 60 seconds. You got to dial 347-934-0966, and you can discuss, you can continue the discussion on the phone lines. Once again, 347-934-0966. If you are not going to do that, I appreciate you tuning in to the show. Shouts out to everybody, all my live listeners and my live listening audience. I appreciate you guys tuning in. This was episode 273 of K100 Internet Radio. American Injustice, Murder of a Black Child. We were talking about the death of Trayvon Martin down in Florida. All right, so please, but if you want to continue the discussion and finish hearing what Mahoma Jamil still has to say, I got about 2 minutes. Got to dial 347-934-0966 before the 10 o'clock hour, 10 p.m. hour, which is in about 20 seconds here. Once again, 347-934-0966. I will take all calls. I will take all calls on this issue. I won't end the show until I take all calls, and I got about two or three left. So if you want to listen to the show, continue listening to the show. Everybody listening to the podcast, you're already hearing this already because it's the third hour. However long I go over, it shows up in the podcast and the replays. My live listeners, hurry up. The clock's ticking. 347-934-0966. All right, back to Jamil Steele. Okay, homie. So what do you feel about the law? Because like I said, I got a love-hate relationship with the New York Times because of this. Because a lot of times they'll display and they'll talk about stuff that's really relevant and stuff that the right wing really tries to shun. And I agree with them about a lot of stuff. But here again, with them being really totally mostly liberal, they're in New York, they're in a state who doesn't allow guns at all. So they can't understand it, in a southern state where I live and where we're from. Right. They can't understand the whole concept of the stand your ground. They can't understand the concept of everybody having guns, let alone the stand your ground concept. So they attacked the law in their column today about this particular incident. And I'm glad that they're talking about it in New York, in the New York Times. That's a major magazine. It's on the front page. But I'm mad that they tried to attack the law by saying that the stand your ground law, the law that lets you protect yourself anywhere, not just your home, as being the catalyst and the reason for this happening. So what do you think about that?
Me personally, I don't really think that they even have an argument really to stand on, because listening to both 911 calls and also the story that came out today about Trayvon talking to his girlfriend before he was murdered, his girlfriend specifically said that Trayvon turned a different corner and lost George Zimmerman. And then George Zimmerman turns on a completely different corner in his SUV trying to find him. So now the stand your ground self-defense law is totally thrown out the window now. Now you're looking for him.
Right.
You really went looking for him now.
Right. After the dispatcher told you stand the fuck down.
Exactly.
After that.
Leave the situation alone because the cops are on their way. I'm totally for the law when it's used in its proper place and it's used in its proper context. Knowing about your situation that happened to you prior before the law was in effect, I'm totally for it, because someone like you would not have had a situation that you had.
Right, exactly.
And countless other individuals. Because I know of some individuals. I got family that live in Atlanta that went through the same situation that you went through, and they did some time. For them, because I know that's something that his attorney has used, and for his attorney to use that law to justify what he did, that's ridiculous. No.
Yeah. Right. But listen, you know what? Listen, this is my thing, man. And I said this earlier. I don't know if you was on the line, but I gotta say this again, for just in case the people who listening in who didn't hear me. I understand Zimmerman and his fucking lawyer. I understand that motherfucker and his lawyer using that. What I can't fucking fathom and understand is why the police are actually using that as a reason why they're not charging this guy?
Charging him with anything? Yes. And that, I can't
that's what they're
that
saying.
They're
saying that they're using. Listen, the anybody who do some thug, who do some fuck shit, when they know they fucking wrong, they gonna try to figure any. Like I said earlier, let me be perfectly clear right now. I said earlier, if a motherfucker did that to my kid, I'm gonna go blow their motherfucking brains out, and then I'm gonna plead temporary insanity. I hope this recording doesn't even be used against me 30 years, 10, 15. Well, how my kid is 8, so if my kid would have been his age about 9 years from now, some shit like that. I don't know. I'm kind of drinking a little bit, trying to get rid of my cold. Anyway, 9 years from now, 9 years from now, some motherfucking kills my teenage son walking through his subdivision. And I'm pretty sure 9 years from now, I'm still going to love my kid just as much, and I'm still going to own a pistol because I'm breathing and I'm living. So it means I'm going to own a pistol. So and probably an assault weapon, maybe. Depends on what's going on in my life at that time. I'm going to gun down the motherfucker who just murked my motherfucking son. So I hope 9 years from now they don't come back and listen to episode 273 and say, oh, this was all premeditated. He's not really crazy. Because I'm going to plead temporary insanity. I'm going to say I was so blind with rage over the death of my child, I killed that motherfucker. Yeah, I'm going to take it to trial, bitch. Because you're right. I'm going to take it to trial. I ain't going to say, yeah, I did it. I just want to plead guilty. No. No, 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 no. I'm going to do the John Q. Or the motherfucking time to kill on these motherfuckers. I'm going to take it to trial. It's going to happen one way. The John Q way or the time to kill way. Where I may have 6 motherfuckers that say, nigga, if that was my kid, I would have did the same thing too, nigga. Done, daughter. Go home to your family. You know what I'm saying? So you motherfucking right. I'm going to blow a bitch brains out about mine. Bitch, you kill my motherfucking kid in cold blood. You think you finna walk around this motherfucker chilling? Watering your lawn and shit? You got me fucked up, nigga. Period. And I put that on my children that's living in my dead granddaddy and my mama and my grandmama, nigga. I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma plead temporary insanity. I'ma say I was so blind and rage, Your Honor. I temporarily lost my motherfucking mind, shawty. You know what I'm saying? And hopefully that defense worked. Hopefully I got 6 motherfuckers who can feel my pain. But I don't expect the district attorney or the police to believe that shit. I expect them to lock me the fuck up, nigga. When I go for war, nigga, I expect to go to goddamn jail, nigga, about that. But I'm ready to go about that, nigga. So for these motherfuckers to sit over here and try and goddamn explain and dumb it down and say that motherfucking law, the motherfucking police and the district attorney, all these motherfuckers who are supposed to abide by the law, because in the law eyes, at that point, all I am is doing vigilante justice. And that is not. That is not lawful. I can't just kill a motherfucker. It's not a law that says you can kill a motherfucker because they kill your kid. I'm going to do it, and then I'm going to expect to go to jail. But when I get ready to go to trial, I'm going to plead temporary insanity. My nigga, I was blind with rage. I lost my mind. I ain't know what happened, shawty. I just went crazy and killed my motherfucker. I killed that motherfucker. And hopefully 6 motherfuckers in the goddamn jury feel like, goddamn, if somebody did that shit to my children, shawty, shit, I'll goddamn go crazy too. And I walk. But if it don't happen that way, I'm willing to do my time about my children. So my point is this. The police, it's going to lock me the fuck up, whether it's because I'm a black man or whatever the fuck. They going to lock me the fuck up because I just killed the motherfucker. On site, nigga, because my motherfucking skin, the color it is. Okay? My point is this. Even though they got this motherfucking law in motherfucking existence, I understand the motherfucking law in existence, but you're supposed to be the motherfucking police. You're supposed to be the motherfucking district attorney. If motherfucking plain-ass citizens can sit over here and look at this law and interpret it this way and say, motherfucker, ain't nowhere in hell you finna hide behind that law. We can see that this motherfucking law and this shit don't match. Ain't no way in hell that you supposed to goddamn be able to. You as the police and the district attorney, ain't no way in hell you supposed to be able to hide behind this law, because they know the law. They know you broke the law, so they're supposed to lock you the fuck up, and then you and your lawyer do what you do. You feel what I'm saying?
And I still can't understand how that's justifiable when your police dispatcher specifically told him, are you pursuing him? Yes, I'm pursuing him. Well, don't pursue him. The police are on their way. Allow them to handle it. I still can't understand how that's a justifiable reason for why he's still sitting at home chilling. When your police dispatcher told him, don't pursue him, and he did it anyway.
Why is he still? That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm so mad. That's why I said I'm at a 10 about the fact that the young boy is dead. I'm at like an 8.5 that Zimmerman is still breathing. But I'm at a 9.5 that the motherfucking police A, still got their jobs, and A, they ain't locked this motherfucker up. I'm beyond done with them motherfuckers. Beyond done with them motherfuckers, nigga. Beyond done. You know what I'm saying? Because so, I can't, because again, just like the New York Times did, they trying to prompt this law as the reason why. They trying to prompt the self-defense law as their justification as to why they didn't lock him up yet. I can't. Help me out. Am I missing something, homie?
Mm-hmm. Because I need help on that as well. Same scenario.
I can't, man. What would you do? What would you do if it was your son? Just curious. I know you're not a violent person by nature. I've met you before. I can tell you by your demeanor. You're not a violent man. And I don't feel like I'm a violent man, but I know what I'm capable of. You know what I'm saying? What would you do?
My son or my daughter, and they shot, I'm getting in the car immediately. And y'all better pray he ain't hiding. Because if he ain't hiding, if he out in broad daylight, they locking me up. It's as simple as that.
Oh, why you assume they locking you up? They ain't lock him up. I might not go to jail, dude. I might not even go to jail. Who knows? I mean, because I'm doing the same thing he's doing. I'm hunting the motherfucker. Why are you locking me up? I'm hunting the motherfucker down. He hunted the motherfucker down.
This bitch ain't in jail.
Why you?
The reason that we gonna get locked up is because the color of our skin. That's it.
And here we go back to the main point. It's because we black, we know we gonna get locked the fuck up. I don't feel like if that happened and I go kill the motherfucker who killed my child, I don't feel like I know I'm gonna get locked up because the law says that. No, nigga, I know I'm gonna get locked up because I'm black. That's why I know my black ass getting locked up if I go murder this motherfucker who killed my kids. Thing with me is, nigga, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not
one of these niggas riding around here talking about nigga. I don't give a fuck about jail, nigga. Fuck, nigga. No, nigga, I care. I don't want to go to jail, nigga. I stayed in jail long enough when I caught that charge to realize I don't like jail. But by my children, nigga, I go do, nigga, however long I got to do. I got to lay down. Hopefully somebody see my motherfucking pain and understand my motherfucking point. And even if I do get convicted, I get out on motherfucking parole. You know what I'm saying? But nigga, not taking action is not an option in my. That's not the blood that's pulsing through my motherfucking veins, nigga. The blood that's pulsing through my veins means, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got the blood of a motherfucker that marched with Malcolm, that marched with Martin, and the motherfucker that fought with the Panthers coursing through my veins, nigga. I promise you, it will be blood shed by mine.
Uh-huh.
I'm not trying to down talk this young man's parents because they didn't take that action, and this young man, daddy, it just couldn't be me, nigga. Couldn't be me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not beating my chest or grandstanding. I promise you, and I'm putting it on the life of my children, what I'm going to do. I know what I'm going to do. I know it already in my brain that if somebody do that, nigga, I'm not going to be able to be stopped. My mama can't talk me down. The girl I'm with, my if it happened to my son, my daughter not going to be able to talk me down. My baby mama, nobody's not going to stop me. Know what I'm saying? At that point, I'm not going to talk to nobody. I'm talking now. And so niggas feel like since I'm talking now, nigga, you just talking. No, nigga, I'm just telling you what's going to happen. But the day it happened, I ain't going to talk to nobody. Because I already know everybody ain't going to do them but trying to talk me down. So then I'm going to turn my phone off and do what I got to do. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to turn the phone off, my nigga, because everybody's going to try to call my phone and try to talk me down, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? And I ain't going to eat it. So I'm just going to turn my phone off. So my mama can't call me or nobody can't even try to get in my head and try to talk me out of what I'm about to go get them do to this motherfucker. Zimmerman or whoever the fuck else feel like they got the motherfucking gall to murder my motherfucking children. You feel what I'm saying? And that's how I feel about it. Now, people try to tell me that I'm ignorant or that I'm violent for this train of thought. I'm like, fuck them. If they feel like they want to debate about it with me, my nigga, I gave them a form. I gave them the number and the time. Okay. You know, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? But
exactly.
At the end of the day, I feel like this. If it makes no like me and you just said, we know if we do that action, we going to jail. But deep down, everybody listening to this show, and even me and you know we going to jail because we black. You know what I'm saying? We know we going to jail because we black because we just shot somebody and we black. We know we going to jail. And I realized that the day I shot a motherfucker in defense of my motherfucking safety, and I went to jail. I said, they gonna lock a nigga up no matter what the fuck the evidence say, nigga. I said through it. You fuck, nigga, you can't talk to me about this shit, and you ain't never did it. I don't even want to fucking discuss it. I really don't even like discussing shit that I've been through personally with motherfuckers who ain't been through it personally. Because I already been through it, nigga. They gonna lock you, nigga, even though the mountain of evidence that said I was right that night, I felt like I shouldn't have went to jail that night. Not only did I go to jail that night, nigga, I got indicted and got 5 more charges added to my case. Because I was, but me personally, I can't sit here and, okay, I take that back. At that time, the law wasn't in my favor at that time because the shit didn't happen in my house. It happened outside of my house. You feel what I'm saying? At somebody else's residence. So at that time, the law didn't favor me. But at the time, I still felt like, goddamn, it's motherfucking 2 o'clock in the morning. These motherfuckers breaking in my shit 2-1. They drunk. One got a ball in his hand. I can't go to jail, can I? Are y'all going to send me to jail? Nigga, yeah. And we going to make you go through trial. And we going to make you burn out. All that shit, nigga. And we going to put you on probation. On top of it. Because I didn't want to go to trial and risk going to jail for goddamn 8 years, which is what the minimum they was trying to give me as an offer. And my motherfucking child was going to be born in 3 months. So I paid out. Shh, don't tell nobody that. So now, here we are. This is me. This is my story, and that's how I see shit. Now, anybody who don't agree, my nigga, fuck you. How about that? I don't care what you think. Fuck your opinion and fuck what you think about me and how I see shit. This is the world I live in. America, bitch, spelled with 3 K's. Fuck you and suck my dick if you don't understand my point and my pain and my motherfucking position. This motherfucker should be in jail. He not because he not black and he killed a nigga. Now, anybody got a problem with my motherfucking opinion? Nigga, you can email me. You can call the show. You can do whatever you want to do, nigga. I'm here. I'm an open forum. But what I highly suggest you don't do, nigga, is test me and my motherfucking gangster about touching my motherfucking kids because, bitch, I put you in the dirt in broad daylight. Want the pigs, nigga. And I mean it. And that's how I feel about the whole situation. I'm upset and I'm angry for this young man. You feel what I'm saying? And I'm talking passionately, but I'm really angry for this young man's death and the fact that the whole system is being thrown in our face because these pigs down in Sanford ain't did their job. They still got a job. This motherfucker done got them, obviously broke the law. He ain't locked up. Yeah, it's personal because I got locked the fuck up and I felt like I got them, did some shit in self-defense, but I went to motherfucking jail. So, yeah, I'm passionate about this shit. Because when a motherfucker goddamn say self-defense and he don't go to motherfucking jail and the motherfucking pigs back him up and I go to jail, which was obviously self-defense, but I go to jail, I take personal issue with it, nigga. Yeah. I wipe the motherfucker. I dust my shoulders off, nigga. Yeah. Nigga, this shit personal as fuck to me. Because black young black men getting killed by the police
all the time.
When a motherfucker don't go to jail and he's citing some self defense laws, oh nigga, Blizzum gonna say some shit. I promise you that. Because bitch is personal now. Cause bitch, I done got locked up by some shit like this before, and this motherfucking, he ain't a cracker, but whatever the fuck you want to call him, this motherfucker ain't in jail, and these motherfucking pigs defending this shit based on this law. The New York Times saying kill the law because, man, who the fuck you think? Who you talking to? These motherfuckers don't know me like that, Shawty. I'm telling you. Real talk. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk.
You know what I'm saying? Like, people don't really understand me. You know what I'm saying? Because I do so much positive shit, they don't understand I'll put a bitch in the dirt by my children. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like it's getting off on some shit that I couldn't even get off on, and I'm trying to put 2 and 2 together. I'm like, why did I go to jail? Hell, it had to be because I'm a nigga. Had to be. Because I had 10 times the evidence saying that I was motherfucking right, and this bitch ain't none, and he's still free. You feel what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So maybe, maybe everybody's listening to the feel my pain right about now. Maybe you can understand my personal motherfucking story, Nick. You know what I'm saying? Whether you calling from the West Coast or up north in New York or wherever the fuck you calling from, this is why I feel so strongly about how I feel about this situation at fucking hand. All right? Now you know the whole story. Now you know a whole bunch of shit about me that you really don't. fucking privy to, but I told you any fucking way. So you can understand why I feel the way I feel and why I'm really that passionate about the problem and about the situation at hand. How he get off? Fuck you talking about? What? Huh? Fuck out of here. Hey, homie, thanks for calling in, man. I really appreciate it.
For sure, though.
All right, Sam, I got some more calls, man. People still hanging on. All right?
Yeah, once.
All right. 580-245. What is this, Ruby Candy?
Yes, go to the next one because I'm just now reading about this. I'm trying to read up on it.
No, you can't use that as an excuse. What's up? What you?
Hey, what's up?
What's up?
Yeah.
What
it's
kind of
fucked up.
It's kind of fucked up. What
no, it's not kind of fucked up. It is fucked up.
It's fucked up. I'm pretty sure if you're reading what I've read, and you want to know anything, you can go to my wall and read. Like
that's where I got it from.
A couple of posts that I got that can let you know I got the
yeah.
I got an interview with his attorney Siobhan Anderson's. I want to say Martin Anderson because I'm from Panama City, y'all. And if y'all just Google Martin Anderson, you'll understand why I want to say Martin Anderson. But Siobhan Anderson's attorney, I got the post with his fucking with the phone calls. I got one of the posts with the punk ass pigs down there trying to excuse this shit. I got the New York Times post. All right, and then I got my own personal post with somebody trying to spar with. About the whole topic about me saying I would murk this motherfucker if he was my kid. All that shit is on my page. So, Ruby Candy.
I would. I would, too. I feel the same way you do. About mine.
Stupid.
About mine. You can't fuck with mine.
That I was grandstanding. That I need to be more progressive with my thoughts because I said I would murk this motherfucker about my children.
Oh, I would kill a motherfucker about mine. I will kill him a fuck about mine. Just like I got into a fight with this dude Saturday about mine.
What happened with your kids Saturday? Why you got to fight?
Oh, because when I was in Atlanta, down there with y'all in Atlanta, my son didn't say nothing, but this guy, he said that somebody told me when I got back that this guy was throwing beer cans at my oldest son.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so I ain't seen him, but I seen him yesterday. I mean, not yesterday, but Saturday. And when I seen him Saturday, oh, it was on and popping.
That was a long time ago. You let it build up till then? I can't
believe. Yes, I did. I had a lot of shit.
You can't let shit die.
Uh-uh.
Can't let shit die.
With mines anyway, especially if we're going to be in the same town. No. No, I have to let them know. Can't nobody fuck with mines but me.
Right. So, I mean, you know. A lot of people feel like, what do you think about the whole situation with the little boy getting killed in Florida?
I think it was, you know, me personally, I think that was fucked up. And by the guy not going to jail, that's even more fucked up. I don't like the police anyway.
I mean,
that really is fucked up. Everything that you were saying, you was right on the money. Right on the money. It ain't no ejecting or nothing shit. Hell yeah, if I go to jail, I'm pleading insanity too. And I play that shit off real well.
Yeah, you know, I mean, but I'm still going to jail. I'm going to jail when I kill that motherfucker. Believe that. I'm going to jail. They going to lock me up. But they ain't going to lock the motherfucker who did the shit, who sparked me. They ain't going to lock him up, though. He going to still be free. Well, at that point, he's going to be
dead. But that's what I'm not understanding is, why is he still free?
No one can understand that. That's why there is a quote-unquote uprising. That's why no one who knows, I don't even know all the evidence. There's probably more evidence.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the evidence that people have put out here. I ain't gonna lie, I don't know all the evidence that the police know. I don't know. But I do know all the evidence that has been presented I'm listening to the news media and the internet, so I'm not getting everything firsthand.
Right.
Maybe there's some kind of mystical way that the New York Times and CNN and MSNBC and the Huffington Post, you know, maybe all these news sources are telling me all this shit that's wrong. You feel me? Maybe he really wasn't on the phone with his girlfriend. Maybe he really didn't have a pack of Skittles and ice tea in his hand. Maybe this guy didn't call fucking New Year's fucking 40 or call the 911 dispatcher on New Year's 40-something times. Maybe the motherfucking goddamn 911 dispatcher and police dispatcher wasn't on the phone telling him, sir, stand down. You don't need to do that. Maybe all that shit is wrong. Just maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I highly doubt it, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, what's the point? Like, I'm still trying to look and see what was the point of him shooting that baby.
because he's a fucking racist bastard, and he was on some fucking, you know, who are you coming through my motherfucking neighborhood, like as if black people can't walk through his neighborhood, shit. You feel me? Basically, some chicken in a chicken.
Yeah, that's just some mo shit right there. Like,
what do people want me to do? You know what I'm saying? People want me to be on some kumbaya shit. Want me to motherfucking play like, you know? Want me to be progressive or some shit or whatever the fucking word you want to fucking.
Oh,
use.
But listen, we already know that's not you. And if that is you, you got to go get checked out because we already know you're not gonna play that.
I'm not. I'm not that guy. My motherfucking mom was a pastor. My motherfucking granddaddy marched with Martin. Not Malcolm, Martin. But he still had the balls to goddamn march at Selma. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of niggas wouldn't even say their black asses at home and rolled it out like bitches.
So that's the problem with a lot of people, because a lot of us black people, you know, we do turn the other cheek and, you know, try not to, you know, look at the facts and try not to worry about it. But what if that was our kid?
Hey, obviously, if it was some of these motherfucking niggas' kids, they wouldn't do shit, and I'm violent.
Right!
Some
right!
Motherfucking telling me I'm talking crazy because I said I feel that motherfucker if it was my kid. I'm talking crazy to some niggas. Some niggas obviously think I'm talking crazy when I say that, nigga.
I would have said the same damn thing. If that was my kid, I would have did the same motherfucking thing.
Crazy, violent, or whatever the fuck niggas want to call me. I don't know. I'm grandstanding. I'm beating my chest. What niggas tell me. Alright. I'm drinking at the same time because I'm trying to hotty-totty this motherfucking cold out of me. But I wasn't even going to motherfucking broadcast tonight. You know what I'm saying? I probably set my recovery back another day because I'm fucking in here
sweating and getting all mad and getting all hot and let me shut up.
I'm mad. I'm angry about so many things about the whole motherfucking case. And like I said, when you've been through what I've been through, it strikes home personally because it's like, what? The police really going to try and sit here and tell me self-defense? They believe in his self-defense story? But
right.
Nigga, I go to jail? But I went to jail, though. You know what I mean? And so, you know, it's personal. You know what I'm saying? It's personal to me, whatever. I mean, you know, but still, I don't feel like I'm wrong when it comes to the facts at hand. You know, all the facts. I can't make up the facts. The facts are the facts. Even if I feel a little bit more strongly about it because of what I've been through, the facts are the facts, man, in this case. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, I rest in peace to that kid. I feel bad for his moms and his pops. No way. I want to be totally clear. No way am I saying that his pops is soft or a bitch ass nigga or anything like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Me and him are probably cut from a different cloth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And how he handled it in this situation is, you know, hoping that justice prevails. And he wants to keep working like it was quoted. He wants to keep working and providing for the rest of his family. He don't want to go down because the rest of his family need him. And I understand that, man. But I got two kids. Both of them, I got good baby mamas. If something happened to me, nigga, and I'm insured, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go to jail, I know both of my motherfucking kids' mamas going to take care of them. And they got family and people who love them. They're going to be all right. If I die in a gunfight with this motherfucker, my kids going to have insurance. They good. They're going to be super rich. You know what I'm saying? I can't let it ride. I
couldn't either. I really couldn't either. I'm sorry, but I mean, a parent would know, you know, I'm sorry. I'm not finna sit there and let some motherfucker just shoot my kid and, you know, I birthed them and I got four of them and three of them are paid for. I got a lot of shit invested in them. Hell no.
You have to explain what you mean when you say paid for. They don't get it.
Oh, artificial insemination.
Artificial insemination.
Yes.
Ruby Candy had her kids injected into her vagina.
Yes. Yes, I did.
Why? But that's what happened. It's a long story, but this is one of my friends who called the show, you know, ever since I started this show, so I know the story. If you don't know it, who gives a fuck what you think at this point?
Yeah, get into your feelings. Just put a condom on and go fuck the shit out of them. Fuck it.
You know, But then, you know, but again, before I, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and hang up. I'm gonna not hang up with you, but I'm gonna get off the line with you real quick right now, and I'm gonna go ahead and do my closing arguments. All right.
All right.
So, basically, ladies and gentlemen, and this is for anybody who's still on the line. I still got about 8 people on the phone lines. You know, shouts out to everybody who's still hanging over. This is also to anybody who's listening to the podcast or the replay, because this also goes on to those broadcast. This goes on to those automatically. You know, everything until the show actually ends. It's just a live recording stops at 10 o'clock p.m. And I just got to say this, you know, I really tried not to get too hyped and too amped, because I'm under the weather, you know. I'm fighting Mother Nature and the pollen and the cold and all this, you know what I'm saying? And I'm doing my best I can, you know, but I just, this actually was a toned down broadcast. If I was feeling my normal self, I would have went in a lot more. If you think I went in tonight, there's a lot more I want to say, but I was trying to stifle my cough. Let me tell you something, man. At the end of the day, this whole case is fucking bullshit, period, point blank. This kid died over nothing. This punk motherfucker is free and should be in prison, or he should be in jail and locked up. If he was out on the streets right now, it needed to be because of a high-ass motherfucking bond. All right? And these motherfucking police down there in motherfucking goddamn Sanford, Florida, are full of motherfucking shit. There's nothing in this motherfucking case to justify why this motherfucking bitch ain't locked the fuck up. We know too much now. Do your motherfucking job, bitch. And if the motherfucking Justice Department, Eric Holder. Yeah, you, Nick. Yeah, you. And matter of fact, now that you involved Justice Department, this automatically involves you, Mr. President. Oh, now it's your problem. Why? Well, the Justice Department is involved. And my president, Obama, who I like, I got some issues with him, but I like, and I'm going to vote for him again. He knows, he should know everything now. It should directly be on his desk now. Why? Because the Justice Department is involved. He appointed Eric Holder as, you know, to be over the Justice Department, okay? That's his job. You feel what I'm saying? He appointed Eric Holder. So I expect the guy that you hire for the job, Mr. President, to do his damn job and not only lock up George Zimmerman, but also fire the people involved in the Sanford Police Department. If that doesn't happen, I will indeed take issue with you, sir, and you will be blasted on K100 for it. I promise you that. I won't let it ride like the motherfucking pigs did. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thanks for tuning in to the show. Rest in peace to Trayvon Martin. To his family, I understand why you took the stance that you took. I understand that everybody doesn't handle tragedy and handle situations the same, you know. I respect the fact that, you know, you're letting everything play out in the justice system, and you're taking the high road. I applaud that. I promise you I do. I'm not being cynical or sarcastic at all when I say that. I promise you I do. I can't. I'm a former drug dealer. I actually shot somebody already before and claimed self-defense and still went to jail for it. Considering my history, me murdering violently the motherfucker who did that to my kid in broad daylight on his front lawn while he's fucking watering his grass is not far-fetched. It's just not. He deserves to die. K100 Internet Radio.